Don't tell anybody that I don't have. All right, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mayo High School in Rochester, Mayo, Soda.
That's yeah, you're already like, yeah, this is Rochester, Minnesota that we're in.
Rochester, Minnesota, yeah, right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Northfield Raider Football. It's the 4-1 Northfield Raiders taking on the 3-2 Mayo Spartans. I'm Dusty Budd, Grady McGovern on the call, Logan back at the studio, going to get us to and from commercials, so we thank Logan for helping out. Grady, Northfield Raiders, let's talk about our boys a little bit. On a nice little stretch right now, they lost that opening game to Mankato East, but on a four-game win streak ever since, and been doing really well. Had a nice win last week against Austin, even though it got a little dicey in the first half, but second half they came out, took care of business, and did what they needed to do, and they come with a lot of momentum riding high. But if you ask anybody on the coaching staff and the players, they're going to talk about this might be their toughest test of the season tonight against Rochester Mayo. Let's talk about the Raiders, what you like out of them, and what we need to see out of them tonight.
Yeah, you're right, Dust. The thing about that I always say about every year and all the coaches preach is it's not where you start, it's where you end. And, yeah, they started with a tough game. They learned a lot. I can tell we learned a lot from that first game. We adjusted a lot of different things after that. A big situation going into this game. Oh, thanks. Makes some room here.
A little bit.
A big situation going into this game is the Mason Zick story. You know, I mean, he was producing at a very elite level for a high school quarterback, I would say. And he, with that ankle injury, now it's do you play him, do you rest him, you know? And nowadays in high school football, like, your record really doesn't matter going into playoffs.
Right, everybody gets in.
Everybody gets in, and it's really about, you know, your seeding or whatever else. And as long as we're seeded, even if we're not going to lose these next three games, but even if we did, our seeding would be in the middle.
Right.
And so we need to worry about whether we play him right now. Do we play him next week or even the next week after that? I'm wondering. But, I mean, I've been so impressed by the rest of our team. Like, the defense stepped up huge last week. We got guys like Vidado stepping in, Woodley stepping in at quarterback. The receivers, everybody's actually improved every game since the first game, I would say. So, yeah, that's really the big question on my mind, actually, going into this game, is how much is Zick going to play? I would prefer, as a former player, that he didn't play very much just to protect him. But as a former coach as well, I'd prefer he did play or something, you know. So
right. Well, and, you know, we're going to hear a little bit. Bubba Sullivan doesn't talk too much about that in my pregame interview, but I did have a chance to speak with Bubba off the air, and I can confidently say that, according to him.
Off the record, you can say that?
Yeah. All right. I just couldn't say anything before tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess the coaches aren't probably tapped into it.
They're not. I have a sneaky suspicion nobody in Rochester Mayo is listening
to Kim Radio.
To Kim Radio.
97
right
the 1.
Yeah, 95
the 1.
No, I guarantee you they're not. What he said is that expect to see all three. They're going to limit Mason a lot tonight. Probably won't see him probably in for, like, passing plays. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, options, but he's not going to be a runner tonight. So I expect to see, you know, and take that for what it's worth, but I expect to see a very good dose of Drew Woodley and a very good dose of Jimmy Vidado. And I wouldn't even be surprised if maybe those guys start off the game, and if we get off to a nice start,
see if they can handle it,
then maybe we don't see Mason at all. But Mason is dressed. He is ready to play. He did take reps in practice this week. I saw him. I physically saw him yesterday at practice doing that. So, I mean, Mason is dressed and is available. How much he's going to be available, I don't know, because I'm like you, Grady. You want to have him. You'd hate to have him come in tonight and just have something fluky happen where now he's done for the season.
Exactly.
You know, and then you're looking like
why did we waste him for a few plays in this game?
Exactly.
For
so,
the whole postseason.
So if I've been around this Raider football team and done enough of these games to know that Mason will play probably, but very limited. And Drew Woodley and Jimmy Vidado, it's going to be mainly their ball tonight. And hopefully if we get an offense going, we might not see Mason. And that's just
that'd
fine.
Be great. Or if we get the defense going. That's the thing. Last week, remember we talked about last week, the defense finally stepped up, did whatever, a lot better than they had in previous games. And that's what we need out of the defense. And Coach Whitehall, I mean, this is Northfield's always been predicated on defense. Obviously, we have great offense creativity with Coach Sullivan at the helm, but we've always been a staunch defensive team. When we need to run the ball, we need to run at the clock, we do it.
Yep.
And we hadn't been doing that the last few games, so we'll see what we do here.
talk about the opponent tonight, the Mayo Spartans. Now, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat, and they beat them bad. They beat Faribault 34-0. They beat Austin 52-28 and beat Mankato East, who beat Northfield 40-13. Their losses came to Owatonna 37-9 and a tough one to their rival Rochester Century 20-17 last week. So they're a little salty on that one. But this is senior night tonight for the Mayo Spartans. So we had the seniors being recognized, and right now we've got a full marching band. That's right. I remember at halftime, Grady, we get to be entertained by a full-fledged marching band where they go in formation and everything like that, just like you see on the college stage.
Kind of like that old movie or whatever, the one with
Nick Cannon?
Yes, Nick Cannon. That's what I was going with.
Drumline?
Yeah, Drumline. All right.
I've never seen it.
Look at that. You knew what I was talking about.
I've never seen it, but
I didn't even know what I was talking about.
Seen it enough to know that.
I cannot wait to be bedazzled or whatever else. It's great.
Yeah, they're putting out a little show for the Raider fans right now. But anyways, back to Mayo Spartans, the football team. These are guys. Their quarterback is very good. He's been a starter, Cade Sheehan. He's been their starter for a couple of years now. And he's got really a lot of action as a sophomore, even a little bit as a freshman, and they kind of have been working him up. He's only a junior this year. He can throw the ball. He's very fast, and that's what we're going to hear this from Coach Sullivan, Grady, but fast. This team is very fast. Maybe not so big, but they are fast. So that's going to be a challenge to our defensive ends and our linebackers
and our corners to be able
to get out there, and our cornerbacks to get out there and be able to cover these very fast receivers. And they say he's got an arm, the Sheehan. So it'll be real interesting. This could be a good test for the Raider defense.
So what I'll say about that, Dusty, is the one thing that our defense has been pretty bad at this year is big plays, right? We give up too many big plays. We're good at keeping a pretty good staunch front, but when speed big plays happen, they have really killed our defense this year. And if they have guys who can do that, that could cause a threat, to what we got going on.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what we get tonight. I did have a chance to speak with Bubba Sullivan yesterday at practice, so you're going to hear some ducks going overhead and some noise in the background. We did it on the practice field yesterday. So my interview with Bubba Sullivan. Logan, if we can, let's take a two-minute break and then come right into my interview with Coach Sullivan. It is sponsored by Northfield Insurance. So we take a break. We'll be right back. This is Raider Football on 95.1 The One and online at kymnradio.net.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Drive Dental has delivered for over 35 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and our newest addition to the practice, Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Are you in the market for a turnkey townhome? Jesse Steed with Edina Realty has the properties for you and will be hosting open houses this Saturday for you to come and check out your future home. The first open house is located at 326 Archibald Lane in Dundas, and it will be from 12:30 to 2. The second is at 1617 Independence Drive in Northfield from 2:30 to 4. Both homes are updated and move-in ready with affordable association fees to cover lawn care, snow removal, exterior maintenance, and other amenities. For more information, visit jessesteed.com or call 645-1179.
Want to feel like yourself again? Illness, injury, or surgery can make it hard to do daily activities. The physical, occupational, and speech therapists at Northfield Hospital and Clinics can help you recover your strength or learn new skills to cope and get back to the life you love. To make an appointment with Rehabilitation Services in Northfield, call 507-646-8800. For an appointment in Lakeville, call 952-985-2020. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
AM 1080 KYMN, now on FM 95.1, The One. The same great programming, now with better sound.
Welcome back to the Raider pregame show, everybody. Joined once again by Bubba Sullivan, Coach Sullivan. Rochester Mayo tonight, a team that usually is always plays you guys tough. It's always a team that seems toward the end of the season, you guys are kind of vying for, the top spot here in our respective district. What are your thoughts on Rochester Mayhem and what they've done this year?
Yeah, they're by far the best team we played this year. They've got tons of speed. They're very talented. They're going to present us with certainly the biggest challenge we've had so far.
And Coach, talk about you had a nice victory last week, but against Austin, you saw the team really come out in the second half and take care of business. That big run by Jimmy Vidal to start the second half, and kind of went from there. How do you build off of that great momentum you had leading after the Austin game into Mayo tonight?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we were able to kind of overcome some adversity there when our quarterback went down and, came out second half and guys, I thought, played really well. Certainly the defense keeps us in there, and then we made some plays offensively. Jimmy, of course, made a bunch. So we just want to take that momentum and build on it. But, we also, in football, you put that game to bed, and then you got to move on to the next one. The next opponent's different.
We saw Drew Woodley a little bit, saw Jimmy Vidal a little bit. What can they bring to the table when they're at the quarterback position?
Drew is a great athlete, really quick, and can run the option. He can throw. He does all the things we want our quarterbacks to do. Jimmy is kind of a special kind of athlete as far as running the ball. He's so dangerous, and he's hard to bring down. And you saw it when we ran that Wildcat. There was times where we didn't have somebody blocked, and he broke that tackle, and then he was into the secondary, and then he's trouble.
Let's talk about your defense a little bit. The bend don't break mentality here. What are you looking out of your defense this week against Mayo?
Well, we gotta. First of all, we can't give up the big play with their speed. They've got some outstanding receivers, and they're a great back. I think probably one of the best backs in the league. Their quarterback throws the ball well and runs. He's second in passing yardage, right behind Mason, and very close to him. So it's a complete offense. They've got all facets. So defense is going to have to be disciplined, not give up the big play, and like you said, bend, not break, and hopefully get them into some long yardage situations.
Should I ask this question first? Scout Mayo a little bit. You talked about them a little bit with what they bring, but just scout them a little bit more. What can we expect out of the Spartans?
Yeah, just, like I said, very diverse offensively. Yeah. They can run pass, everything there. Like I said, the QB and the receiver bag. They've got the skilled kids. On the defensive side, they're not huge, but they're fast, and that can give us some trouble up front, especially with quickness. They've got a big old. They do have one big fella at nose, who kind of a gap player who will rush hard. That good receiver is also a top D back. I think one of the best D backs in the league, number 20. So they've got talent all around the field.
Coach, this is obviously a big game. You mentioned Mayo being one of the best teams. You're kind of going through you got a stretch now. Mayo, Owatonna, Century to wrap up the regular season here. And you guys have been doing good so far. What's just the message you guys keep saying to this team week in and week out now that the games are going to get, progressively more difficult?
Yeah, and that's what we told our guys. We said, this is really playoff time for us because we're going to play these next three games are the three toughest opponents on our schedule, and then we're going to turn around and play them again.
Absolutely.
And probably Austin, and so... it's really a playoffs one and then playoffs two is kind of how we've looked at it. And we just said, hey, our job is to get better and better, continue to get better late in the season. And the teams that can keep getting better late in the season are, of course, the teams that can make a run in the playoffs.
Keys to victory net against Mayo.
Well, I think, first of all, ball control. I think offensively we need to hold on to the ball.
Sure.
and move the ball, but hold on to it. Run a lot of plays, and, of course, finish those drives with scores. Defensively, we can't give up a big play. We've got to avoid the big plays. Like all of our games, I think there's special teams that are going to make a difference. We can score or do something special on special teams that can turn a game.
I want to talk about special teams a little bit, specifically your kickoff return. Haven't been a lot of kicks to Mitch Stanchina. Talk about what the other guys, those upbacks, have been doing a really good job, controlling the football and everything, and what that aspect a little bit.
Yeah, we've kind of set it up knowing that the guys aren't going to kick it to Mitchell, and so we've put some guys in there that we feel can handle the ball first, and then certainly gain some yards a run, and I think we've done a great job with that. The other thing Mayo's got is he's got a great kicker.
Okay.
He does a great job with onsides kicks. So we'll see all kinds of kicks. We'll see onsides. We'll see bloops. We'll see kick deep. Same thing kickoff-wise. This week we've prepared for that and have some athletes in different positions.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, good luck tonight against Mayo.
Thank you, Dusty.
Head Coach Bubba Selvin. We'll be back after this.
Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raiders sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road. And go Raiders!
Grady, I'm so good.
You are
good. We got the interview in. commercial after. We're ready for kickoff.
Yeah, look at this. And they just blew the whistle. Perfect timing, Dusty. There it goes.
The Raiders are kicking off to the Mayo Spartans. We are under here in Rochester. Ball taken at the 8 by Rochester Mayo. Then it's a pitch to the opposite side to number 21. Yes. Flag on the play. It'll be a block in the back. A nice run for the Mayo Spartans. It's all for naught, though. Keep running, buddy. Go. No. Go. Keep running. Keep running.
He's coming
all the way back. We have got a block in the back.
We've got a guy down, too.
At the 20-yard line, a Northfield Raider down on the field on the return.
And it's not the guy who got blocked in the back. It looks like he's got a head issue, right?
Is it not? Yeah, he's not moving there. We're not quite sure who it is, but I mean, that was a good run there by Mayo, but all for naught.
Blatant block in the back on the reverse kickoff return. Actually, unnecessary even. I think the kid could have got around him.
Yeah,
I can't believe he broke it after that. Maybe our guy saw that penalty and just let up. I don't even know.
We had him at the sidelines here. And, again, we got to talk about that aggression, you know, that aggressive style of the Raiders. And it hasn't really been there. You know, they've been doing enough. But number 84, Andrew Beals, was the one that was down on the play. He's the gunner on the kickoff team.
Okay.
But, the penalty block in the back on Rochester Mayo, so that's going to come all the way back. It'll be 1st and 10 Spartans, but they're going to have the ball deep
back
in their own zone.
Back 5, it looks like. Let's see when he walks it off. Oh, no, not only in
about
the
8-yard line. So 1st and 10 Mayo at the 8.
All right, well, dodged a bullet there to start.
Yes, we did.
Hopefully that guy is on the bench.
No,
he's not.
He's in.
He should be a little tired, though. He just ran 80 yards. So we got that going for us.
21, Israel Lozoya for the Spartans. Quarterback is Cade Sheehan. He's in the shotgun. Hand off to Lozoya right up the middle, and he gets a couple, but not much. Maybe 4 on the play, and then he's gang tackled by the Raiders. Across the 10 to about the 11-yard line. Gain of 3, 2nd down and 7 coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, it's going to be real important here for Northfield off the start to really do a good job of tackling. In the last few games, it has been a struggle. We did okay there, but he did break 2, and he gained about 3 yards on that, which was way too many. He was hit up good.
Cade Sheehan, the 150-pound, 5'9", junior quarterback running the show for Mayo. Handoff goes to Lozoya again. He gets down to about the 13, another short gain. It'll be 3rd and long coming up for the Mayos, for the Spartans. I'll say a gain of 2. We'll make it 3rd and 5 coming up.
Yeah, we'll see if they mix it up here and go to the pass, or maybe they just try to run it again. Looks like they're starting off pretty conservative. But, they're lined up here in the pistol spread again.
Here we go. Pass by Sheehan. Catch is made by Lozoya in the flat, and he is fast. Off to the races. Makes one man miss. Makes another man miss. Make a tackle, please, Northfield. Down across the 40 to the 42-yard line. 1st and 10 Spartans, and a big gain for Lozoya.
Yeah, he does not quit. I can't believe, after coming back from that big, long kick return, he's out there just dancing around. They're giving the ball every single time. And, yeah, he is legit, quick, fast athlete. So we really need to keep him in check right now. But they are spreading us out. We got linebackers and safeties way out deep and wide.
26-yard pass play. Sheehan to Lozoya. And a handoff to Lozoya again. He's trying to get around the edge. And nice job coming and making the tackle there. Josh Graybaugh from his corner position, open field tackle, not allowing Lozoya to get around. He actually loses 2 on the play. Back to the 39. It's 2nd down and 12 for the Spartans.
Yeah, and that's what you need in a situation like this. You need your defensive backs to come up and help because there's not enough linebackers and defensive ends to shake off all the blocks. Usually your defensive backs are unblocked. And, Graywell came up and made an unbelievable tackle there.
2nd down, Spartans go 3 wide, twin receivers to the far side, 1 to the near. Lozoya in the backfield behind Sheehan, who stands about 3 yards behind the center. Man in motion now. And it's handoff to Lozoya, who's bottled up right away and going nowhere there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. 3rd down and 12 coming up for the Spartans.
I feel bad for Lozoya here. Has he gotten every single play?
He's gotten every single play.
And the opening kickoff. He's going to need some oxygen soon. I don't think they have oxygen in high school games.
All right, we're just underway here. This is the first drive of the game. It's taken by the Spartans. They have a 3rd down and 12 at their own 39-yard line. Sheehan looking to pass under pressure. Ball is tipped. Catch is made. but he'll be short of a first down, tackled at the 48 of the Spartans. It's a 10-yard gain. He's going to be 2 yards. It's about a 9-yard gain. He'll be 3 yards short. It's fourth
down.
Looks like
they're going for it, Dust.
And they're going for it here.
Yeah, no hesitation at all whether they're going for it. No one even moved off the field. They're coming with they're switching up the formation. They get their plays in from the sidelines after the defense is set.
And here we go, Raiders show blitz on fourth down and 3 for the Spartans. They're at their 48. They need to get to the 48 of Northfield for a first down. Sheehan looking to run, looking to pass. Hit as he throws it, but the catch is made. Caught by Lopez for a first down. Down inside Raider territory at the 38-yard line, first and 10 Spartans.
Couple of very poised passes the last two times for the quarterback there. He was under pressure both times, got hit both times. Like you had mentioned, one got tipped even though he got hit. That one wasn't tipped, but he got hit. He's got no protection, and he's still doing a good job. So defense really needs to step it up here.
Fourth down, it's a 14-yard pass play. First and 10 Spartans in Raider territory. They are moving it down the field here. Sheehan hands it off to Lozoya, who gets a big hole right up the gut. He's stopped at the second tier, but not before he gets across the 35 down to the 33-yard line for a gain of 5, second and 5 coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, the Spartans are flowing here, Dusty. They are getting pretty much forward yardage on every single play except for that one that Graybaugh came into the backfield. And this Lozoya here, he's the real deal. All we can hope is he gets tired. Sheehan, too. I'm pretty impressed by him.
All right. Spartans back in. Sheehan hands it off to Lozoya, trying to get around the edge, but he's going to be taken down. Nice pursuit there by Graybaugh. Also in on the play, Simon Dickerson, number 44 for the Raiders.
Yeah, I like that. That was a couple guys come up and hit him. That's what you really got to do to a guy in that situation. You know, keep hitting him so he doesn't want to get the ball. You don't want to hurt him or anything, but you want to hit him and let him know you're there.
All right, third down and 5 coming up for the Spartans, and they've shown that they can convert now on third down and fourth down. They've converted twice when they've been in this situation. More than likely a pass play here. Here's Sheehan looking to throw. Has this man, but incomplete. Wide open for the Spartans was number 5, Jack Murphy. Incomplete over his head. It's fourth down coming up, and Sheehan knew that he missed one there.
Yeah, well-designed play there, Dusty. What they had was the wide receiver and tight end were clearing out on that side, and the receiver came through on a jet sweep fake, and then he was throwing it to him in the flats, wide open, no one around. That could have been a touchdown if he'd have completed it.
All right, fourth down. Here we go. Raider defense, they got burned once on fourth down. Let's see if they can get it here. Fourth down and 5 for the Spartans. They're at the Northfield 33-yard line. Sheehan looking to throw. Has his man Lozoya incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs. First and 10 Raiders.
All right, well, you know what? I noticed there at the end of the drive there, it seemed like Mankato was, like, really in a hurry, right?
Yes.
I don't know why they were in a hurry, what they were trying to do, but, yeah, they hurried those last two plays and messed up. And that helps us out. Football's a game like that. You take any break you can get, and so we got the break there, and let's see if our offense can do the same that they just did, but actually end up with a touchdown.
Bend, don't break. That's been our Raider defense.
I think we bent, and then
we bent, but we broke.
We broke. They broke themselves.
All right. They're going to go with the Wildcat here. Jimmy Venditto is at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. He's got Mitch Tanchina to his right side. Mayo looking to blitz. Here comes Mayo. It's Jimmy Venditto going to take the pitch himself, or the snap himself, excuse me. Gets across the 30, well, right about the 35. A gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7 coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, not a bad start here with this whole new offense that they're kind of trying to go with here. Like we mentioned before the game, they're probably going to go with the strongest gun, or whoever's working the best at quarterback. And right now it's they're going to try Venditto with the Wildcat, and we'll see where we go from there. Woodley, I think their main goal is probably to keep Mason Zick off the field.
Yes, like I said, we're going to see how these guys can go without Mason. If they don't have to use Mason, they won't, but again, he is available.
Yep.
He is available. Here's Stanchina in motion, and Stanchina trying to go around the edge, but poor blocking there by Northfield as there was a Mayo Spartan ready to meet him as soon as he got the ball. That's a loss of 5 on the play. It'll be third down and 12 coming up for Northfield. Ball spotted back at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you have a quarterback who can't throw and the other team knows that. I mean, not that Jimmy can't throw, but he's not a regular passer. And Mayo's had enough time Unlike last week, they've had enough time to scout him, so they're up there on the line when he's at quarterback, and they know what's going on.
All right.
Who's this now?
That's Mason Zick.
That's Mason, okay.
Mason Zick in, looking to pass. Has his man, intended for Michael Iams. No flag on the play. Good coverage there. It's going to be fourth down, and the Raiders will have to punt.
Yeah, that's too bad. And, yeah, I was keeping a close eye on Mason there. He was very ginger. He did about a two-step drop back there. He couldn't really even plan on his back foot.
All he's going to do.
I'm glad he got rid of the ball. You know, it was a tough throw, a little bit behind him and high, but, you know, the effort, he could maybe tried, but I don't think he could have got it.
All right, Josh Graybaugh to kick for the Raiders. Again, Zick is the usual punter, but Graybaugh gets a beauty. Nice punt, and it's going to be taken by Lozoya, and he's going to be almost missed, made one man miss, and then he gets back to the 30. A return of about 10 yards. Luke Johnson had a chance to get him right as he caught it about the 20. But a nice spin move by Lozoya got away from Johnson. He got up to the 31. First and 10 Spartans at their own 31. But that was a great kick by Graybaugh.
Great kick and actually a great return for Rochester there. That ball would have rolled another 10 yards and sat there. But he picked it up on the roll and was able to get it all the way back out to the 31, about a 12, 13-yard return. Got to give it up for him there. But now defense, we start all over here. Very quick three and outs by us. Jeez, we had the ball for like 30 seconds.
All right. Spartans have the football, no score. This is the second possession for Mayo. They turned the ball over their first time, or turned the ball over on downs their first time. Here's Lozoya handing it off. He fights his way for a hard three. Second down coming up for, I'll say two, second down coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, I still can't get over it. Lozoya gets the ball every play, and he keeps on going and going and going. It seems like he's got unlimited energy. Now they got empty back. No, they don't. They still are in pistol. Trips right, split left.
Just over 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. No score. Both teams have had the ball once. Now Mayo has it for the second time. Second down and 8 for the Spartans at their own 33. Sheehan hands it off to Lozoya. Makes one man miss on that spin move, but not going to get away from Mitch Stanchina. Nice job, Mitch, tracking him down. That's speed versus speed right there, Grady, and Mitch got the best of him there. A gain of 3 on the play brings up 3rd down and 5 for Mayo.
Yeah, and that's what we need to combat this, is we need our safeties and our corners to get involved in the running game. You know, especially when they're running that much. You can't sit back and wait and expect your linebackers, DNs, and linemen to take care of it. You got to come up and show some pride. And they do have Stanchina up again.
Jacob Israel up on the line looking to blitz, or at least showing blitz right now. And it's picked up. There's a swing pass out. Missed tackle by Northfield. And we have down. It's completed. Down inside the Raider territory at the 47-yard line. Catch made by number 20, Kelvin Dixon. And he gets up and a first down for the Spartans.
Yeah, Dust, I got to say right now, I'm pretty impressed by Mayo's offense. I mean, just the efficiency that they're going with. They keep lining up and they keep gaining yards, and the play calling is amazing. What they do is they line up first, they do a fake snap, and then they look to the sidelines, and the coach calls the play.
14-yard completion there. Here's Lozoya now running up the middle and falling forward for gain of 2. Second down coming up. Well, I mean, you know, Mitch had a chance there. To make a hit on him, and Mitch kind of dove for him instead of kind of wrapping him up. He just kind of dove, and all Dixon did was just kind of half-step a little bit right over Stanchina to get those extra yards. So I got to do better tackling there. That's not on it. Just Mitch, though. Got to do better tackling everybody on defense.
And
Spartans have been moving the football here.
Yeah, they're moving quick is what I'm saying. That quarterback's had the ball in his hands for 1 second every time he's thrown the ball. So they know what they're doing. They're very prepared, I can tell you that.
And they're going to hand off to Lozoya. He's waiting for some blocks. Missed tackle again by Northfield. Lozoya runs backwards, and we'll see where they spot him. He ran up and got to about the 45-yard line. And are they going to give him that spot?
Yeah.
Even though I don't like that call because he ran up and he was technically stopped. His forward progress was stopped, but then he ran backwards trying to get around the edge and was tackled about 2 yards behind where they spot the football with no whistle blown. So I do not like that call by the officials.
He did voluntarily run back.
Yes,
right.
He did. All right, so it's going to be 3rd down and 8 coming up for the Spartans. Sheehan looking to throw, has his man, catch is made by Dixon, at the 34-yard line. First and 10, Spartans.
Yeah, Gus, you know what? Not that I don't like saying it, but, God, they are efficient right now, are they not?
Yes, they are.
I mean, every play they've ran, the only time they've messed up is those two passes that were overthrown barely by the quarterback. They're catching it on time. That guy was wide open. Easy catch, easy throw. Looks like they're back in a situation here, too. They're going to run it to Israel probably.
12-yard completion, Sheehan to Dixon. First and 10 Spartans in Raider territory, moving down the field. Flag on the play, I believe illegal motion will be called here by the delay of game on Mayo.
Oh, delay of game.
Nice. Moving it back 5 yards. 1:16 remaining in the first quarter, and Grady, if this is how it's going to be, this will be a quick game.
I know you were jinx it, but on the way down, you're like, oh, it's going to be a long one. No, these guys are quick and fast, and they're a force to be reckoned with right now. This is not going to be an easy game for Norman.
No, they're going to have to battle on this one.
Yeah.
First down and 15 for the Spartans, back at the 39-yard line. Hand off to Lozoya, who's bottled up right away.
Although maybe the thing right now, Dustin, it looks like they're already getting a little bit tired right now. Maybe that's just me, but they can't keep up this pace all game long.
No. Lozoya's, they're going to tire Lozoya out.
Yeah, Lozoya, that's what I'm saying.
He's going to get cash.
He's already, looks his hands on his hips. He can't get the ball every single time. And same thing, it's the La Jolla or Lozoya Sheehan show.
Pretty much.
Those two guys can't carry the load all game long.
So, again, no gain on the play. Makes it second down and 15. Low snap. Here's Sheehan looking to throw. Has his man incomplete. I thought it was intended for Jack Murphy, but actually closer to it was Dixon. Either way, both missed it. Brings up third down and 15 back in the 39.
Yeah, I think he overthrew his Murphy 5.
Murphy's 5.
Yeah, he overthrew him. He was going for the other guy. But he got hit a little bit. Which is a testament to our defense. He had the ball in his hands again for about 2 seconds, and we still got a piece of him. But we got third and 16 or so here, and it looks like the game's going to be played right here in the middle of the field the whole time.
All right. Sheehan barking out the signals here to his receivers.
He seems very confident, I would say, Dust.
Yes, he does. 33 seconds remaining, no score. Third down and long. Here's Sheehan looking to throw. Has his man open in the middle. Come on, guys. Got to cover better than that. And it's going to be caught at the 24-yard line.
That's a first.
And that'll be just enough for a first down. A 16-yard pass play. First and 10, Spartans.
You're right. We need to get it together. Lozoya picked up the blitz of Israel there by us. And once that was picked up, Sheehan scraped around the outside in a little scramble, and look at him. He's ready to go. He looks like Baker Mayfield out there. Very confident, very sure of himself, you can tell.
And handoff to Lozoya, spin move. Come on, guys, don't fall for that junk. Lozoya gets up to the...
He's got a good spin move, though.
Come on, wrap him up. Wrap him up. Down to the 19, brings up second down for the Spartans. And the first quarter comes to an end. That was a quick one. First quarter comes to an end. No score on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Raiders 0, Spartans 0. The Spartans will have the football. They'll have second down and 14, and the ball will be at the Northfield 19-yard line. Let's take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on 95.1, The One.
95.1, The One revolutionizes radio with a playlist that lasts for days, not minutes.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School. It's no score. First quarter's in the books. And the Raiders have only touched the ball once, Granny. Mayo's had the ball twice, and they're still in the middle of their second possession, but just marching it down the field quick and efficient. Second down and five for the Spartans.
And when
at
we had
19.
It, we had it for three downs.
Yep. So now Sheehan looking to hand it off, and he has his man. That is number seven, Lopez. And Lopez falls forward short of a first down up to the 15-yard line, about a yard short. Be third down and one coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, I really can't explain it enough to people at home how efficiently Mayo's offense has been here. They're just running. It's great play calling, great execution. I've not seen one little hiccup except for that delay of game, which really didn't matter because he came out right after it and threw a 16-yard first down.
Well, Raiders got to stop him here. Let's go, Northfield.
I would love third it. I'm down. Afraid of a touchdown throw here.
Oh, and a low snap, and she is going to be wrapped up. Attaboy, Ethan Riley, coming around from his defensive end position and taking care of business. Sheehan tackled all the way back at the 22-yard line. Brings up a fourth down, and we're looking at nine right now.
Yeah, and that's what we needed just when I brought it up and jinxed them, how efficient they'd been. Every football team needs a couple breaks here and there, and the way that they're running up against us, having a little break like that for us is great. Fumbled snap. Now they got fourth and nine. Looks like they're going for a field goal here.
40-yarder.
Long field goal.
Jake McCabe in to kick for the Spartans, a 6-foot, 185-pound senior. This is a 40-yard attempt, ladies and gentlemen.
I can
Jake
make.
McCabe. Snap's good. Hold's good. Kick is long.
Did you make that?
No good. Wide left.
It was far enough.
Have the distance, but wide left. So another turnover on downs. The Raiders catch a break. First and 10, Northfield. Still no score on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard.
Yeah, and here we're in the same situation. Woo! Where we got a long field in front of us, and just to get across the 50 would be right now a good thing. Or actually just get past three downs. Get a first down. How about
right?
That? Let's get a first down, guys. And it's tough mentally on the team as well. When they don't know who's their leader right now, quarterback, we got Mason in, and they know he's limited, and then they know Vitadeau's limited and the passing he can do, and then they know Woodley's limited and the fact that he is young and inexperienced. So it throws a wrench in everybody's thinking.
Zick is in at quarterback. He hands it off to Jimmy Vitadeau. Vitadeau gets a nice hole up the middle, and look at Jimmy run. Attaboy, Jimmy, down up to the 34-yard line. First and 10, Raiders, a gain of 12 on the play.
Yeah, that's that first down we wanted. Great run by Vito. He was dodging in and out. I thought he was down three or four times there. But that's what we need. We need some sense of normalcy here on offense. And if they can get that, then we get our confidence going. And confidence is number one in football.
All right. Zick still in at quarterback. Vito and Stanchina on each side of him. Imes and Graybow are your receivers. One to the far, one to the near. And off goes to Jimmy, and Jimmy's going to fight through one. And there's a flag on the play as Vitadeau fights down. He would have a first down. We'll wait and see where the flag is, though. A Spartan on the ground.
Oh, it seems okay. It must have been just a bruise on the Spartan. He's up. He's up.
The Raiders are moving backwards. This will be on Northfield.
Yeah, that's in the holding area.
Holding on the Raiders. Yep. Right at the line of scrimmage, so it's a true 10-yard penalty. It'll be first down and...
Which is a major bummer there. He didn't need that block. He didn't need any help. He broke about three tackles before he got to the outside anyway. I do like the way Vitadeau has stepped up last week and now this week in the absence of some other offensive weapons or the fact that everyone keys on Stanchina as well.
That moves the ball back to the 23-yard line. First and 10, Raiders at the 23. Or first and 20, Raiders at the 23, excuse me, after the 10-yard hold-in. Zicken at quarterback. Now the Raiders go spread. Four receivers. And a little jump by our offensive lineman there.
All right. Well, if we're going to have
5-yard penalty
there. First and 20. Why not first and 25? I mean,
just give Zick more
throw. Yeah, what's that extra? Right now, I think the coach has got to be dialing up some kind of player, some kind of draw, some kind of screen pass here. There's not a play call you got in the book for – geez, it looks like it's even, is that 30 yards now? Feels like we went way back.
First and 25 for the Raiders. Zick hands it off to Stanchina. Mitch Stanchina gets the edge and down across the 30 to the 31. Not bad, got a little bit of it back.
Yeah.
Second down and manageable. We'll say he got 10 on the play. Brings up second down and 15 for the Raiders.
Yeah, a good little 10-yard gain, and he tried to get more out of it. But, yeah, in that situation, there's really not a whole lot you can do. At least we do have downs on our side. It's only second down here. But, again, how much pressure do you want to put on Zick to throw? How much pressure to protect? Looks like they're really protecting with the double running back thing out of shotgun here.
Second and 15 for Northfield. Zick at quarterback, hand to Stanchina, and Mayo all over that. Sniff that one out. He's tackled for a loss back all the way to the 27-yard line. Now we'll say third down and 17, a loss of four on the play.
The other thing a situation does to a coach, Dusty, is it handcuffs you as a coach. You second-guess yourself constantly as a play caller, trying to figure out what to call by who's in the game. Instead of play calling is one of the funnest thing I've ever done in my life, but it's also just a free-flowing, creative process that you just get into a zone as a coach. And you can't be in the zone if you don't know what's available.
Right.
You need everything available.
All right, so the Raiders obviously in a passing down on third and 17. Zick at quarterback under pressure, going deep for Stanchina. And he has Stanchina, who broke his man. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders! Mason Zick to Mitchell Stanchina. No flags on the play as I was wise and looked back at the line of scrimmage.
Nice
so
job.
I don't get my touchdown call robbed again by a flag. No flags on the play. It's a touchdown, and the Raiders take the lead. 6-0 over Mayo with 7:43 remaining in the first half and the extra point coming up. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Dust. That was pretty lucky play by us, actually. The corner fell over on his own accord.
But again, we said you
got to be lucky. You got to catch some breaks. Nobody else besides Mason Zick would have been able to make that throw. That was about a 40-yard throw down the sidelines. And Stanchina just kept going, and the cornerback fell down.
72-yard pass play. Zick to Stanchina. Extra point is up. Extra point is good by Roney. And with 7:43 remaining in the first half, the Raiders take the lead over Mayo. 7-0 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Let's go to take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMN.
95.1. The One. Northfield Area School of Driving is now open. We offer exceptional driver's education classroom and behind-the-wheel services. For teens seeking to gain their provisional license, I can pick you up at home or at school within a 10-mile radius. Classes are held at 708 Schilling in Dundas. Come meet me. I'm right next to the Countryside Animal Hospital. Or check out my website, northfieldschoolofdriving.com. Sessions are available for immediate booking.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School. Boy, Grady, the Mayo fans got a little nuzzled looking back at me as I was going nuts on the Stanchina touchdown call. Oh, yeah, we got fans.
And it's kind of funny that when we're right up here against it, hey, when we're at Northfield, too, we get the same thing. But sometimes they react negatively when we maybe say something not so nice. We try to be nice.
Here's Moynihan to kick. The ball is retrieved by Mayo. And come on, kickoff team, make a tackle. That they do. Ball is returned by number one, Asa Cummings. Cummings takes the ball up to be about the 28-yard line. That's where Mayo starts. First and 10 Spartans at their own 29.
Well, that's the way football goes sometimes. Like I said, you need breaks. You need big plays. And offensively, we've gained pretty much no yards other than that touchdown. I mean, if you count the negative with our positives, right? Up until then, we were at a net zero, I imagine, and then we threw the one deep pass, and now we're ahead, even though Mayo is dominating the game offensively. See how they come out here.
All right, here we go. Sheehan hands off to Lozoya. Lozoya runs up the middle, down across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Yeah, gain of three, second down and seven coming up for the Spartans.
Lozoya does not seem to have the same pep that he had before, and I don't think I could either if I get the ball every single time.
Right.
Yeah, they got trips left, split to the right. Same, pretty much similar formation than they've always had. We got Stanchina up tight.
And Sheehan looking to pass, under pressure, still looking, and then they push him out, he runs him out of bounds. And he got up to maybe a yard on all of that. It'll be third down coming up for Mayo, up to the 34-yard line. Say third down and five. So gain of two.
Yeah, here they are right back in their no-huddle, quick offense. But, yeah, momentum has changed now, and you can see it from them offensively as well. Quarterback CN is still pretty confident, but we'll see what he's got up his sleeve right here.
All right, third down and five for the Spartans at their own 34. Raiders lead 7-0 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. She had a little screenplay to Lozoya, and Lozoya has a big hole, makes one mad miss, and finally taken down at Rin Raider territory at about the 49-yard line of Northfield. First and 10 Spartans.
Again, I got to give my hats off to the Mayo play callers. They are just really on point, mixing it up between long runs, short passes, long passes. Seems that everything they're dialing up is working, does it not, Dusty?
Yes, it does.
Whether it's working a little or a lot, it's working.
16-yard pass play. First and 10 Spartans right at midfield.
Although Waitala must be just steaming. He's going to get something coming here.
Sheehan flips it out. Good block on the play, and there's an opening down the sidelines, and the Raiders finally tackle him inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. They thought he was going to go out of bounds, but you have to assert that he's going to go out of bounds. That was received by Caden Holcomb, and it's another first down for the Spartans, gained a 21 on the play.
Yeah, great running catch, great block by the slot receiver on Stanchina, keeping him off of him. And, he ended up having to get tackled by Stanga, linebacker, chasing 20 yards downfield. That's not what we want.
All right, Sheehan. He's going to hand it off to Lozoya. And Lozoya taken down. Nice job there by Luke Stanga making the tackle.
Yeah, I think this defense, that's what they need. That mentality that Stanga just brought to that play, everyone needs to have that. I would be so fed up if I was them, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're just getting trampled. Every play, push. You got to start taking this personally eventually, defense, and step up and make a play. I know Waitala's taking personally, and I know he's going to get some exotic blitzes coming up.
Kane, a four on the play, second down and six for the Spartans at the Northfield 24-yard line. Here she had looking to pass, looking for the screen, has it almost intercepted by Stanga. That was a broken play. I'm not even sure who the intended receiver was there.
There was no running back there.
Yeah, there was a match. Maybe number 86 right there, the tight end screen.
Uh-huh. Wish I had a replay.
Was not listed.
There's no one there.
Was not listed in the program. So, anyways.
Lazalia or whatever looked like he was trying to get there. I think he got held up.
So third down and six now for Mayo. 5:16 remaining in the first half. Raiders lead 7-0, but Mayo is threatening.
On the Mark Quinnell scoreboard.
Sheehan looking to throw under pressure, cuts to the outside, and Sheehan gets around the edge and is going to have a first down out at about the 12-yard line. First and 10, Spartans.
Yeah, I like this kid. Like I said, he's a feisty little guy. You can tell he's confident. He can run. He's making smart decisions with the football. He gets it out really quick. Yeah, and the coaches know how to play call to what he likes. There he goes again, just out there barking out signals. He demands respect of his team, and it's working right now.
12-yard gain, first and 10. Spartans at the 12, hand off to Lozoya. Spin move, and finally wrapped up for a gain of one on the play. Nice job by the Raiders. Good gang tackling there by Northfield. And Lozoya's hurt.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Lozoya's down on the field. He was tackled by three Raiders, and he is clutching his knee. I don't know if that's cramp or looks like cramp.
Well, early in the game for a cramp, though, Dusty. Although he has gotten the ball every single time.
Yeah.
Not really, but figuratively.
So they're going to give him no gain on the play. It'll be second down.
Yeah,
but that's a huge miss for the Spartans if Lozoya can't go.
Yeah, you never want to see something like this to any high school player. Again, we couldn't tell. He was on the opposite side of the field from us, and it was in a big pile. We couldn't tell what really happened to him. So, but when you're down this long, it's not a good sign. And he's pointing at his legs, grasping like he can't walk off the field. Oh.
Well, he's walking off
walking
kind of on his own power. He's being held up, but he's
Oh, he's hobbling. He's jogging now, so.
He's hobbling, though. He got his ankle or knee or something.
I think he got a rolled ankle.
Yep.
Because if it was a knee, he wouldn't be able to walk the way he's
right. Yeah, I'll stick some ice on it, tape it up. I'm sure he's going to go right back in.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big part of their offense.
Sometimes those things hurt really hard for a little while, and then your adrenaline pumps up. So then he can maybe get through it the rest of the game, but you don't want to wake up him tomorrow because that's going to hurt again tomorrow.
Yes.
When that adrenaline's gone and everything else.
All right, so Nola Zoya, that's huge. Second down and 10 coming up. Sheehan looking to throw.
Uh-oh.
And the man fell down. Jeez. Falling down on the play was Graybaugh. He slipped. Same thing that happened to the Spartans. And now it's a touchdown caught by number 20, Dixon. It's a 12-yard touchdown pass. Sheehan to Dixon. And the score is now Northfield 7, Mayo 6, 4:33 remaining in the first half.
Yeah,
and
that was
extra point
just
coming.
Too easy. We even switched corners from Ross Miller to Graybaugh.
Well, he slipped.
No, we switched the corners, though, to I guarantee it looked like we knew that play was coming. And, yeah, then Graybaugh got over there late and slipped on the snap. And
well, you know, Mayo slipped to allow Stanchina to spring Stanchina, and the same thing happened in Northfield. So two slips by the secondary and two touchdowns, one for each team. Kick by the...
Who's the equipment manager? Let's get him some... Get him some new cleats out there.
Kick by Jake McCabe is good, and the score now is 4:33 remaining in the first half. Northfield 7, Mayo 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on 95.1, the one.
95.1, the one.
It's a free-for-all. Stop into America's Mattress and Furniture to go in Dundas and check out the free-for-all event. Free delivery and setup, free disposal, and free financing for 1 year. Protect your new mattress with a free mattress protector. And who wants to put their dingy old sheets on a new mattress? That's why America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas is giving you a sheet set and pillows for, you guessed it, free. Stop in today and check out the large selection, including Serta mattresses and Ashley Furniture, at the America's Mattress free-for-all event, located at 401 Safford Road in Dundas. Some restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School. We got a football game, Grady. 7-7 is the score.
Yes, we do, Dusty Bud. But it does feel like Mayo has more control of the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, this
I mean,
is,
we've ran 6 plays, 7 plays.
Something like I could find out for you. But, yeah, it hasn't been a lot. Has not been a lot.
And again,
so there's nice job there by the Raiders. Onside kick. But the Raiders had the hands team in there. Remember, that's Luke Johnson recovering in my senior spotlight this week. We had a chance. Remember, if you heard in the pregame interview, I asked Coach about the special teams. He's like, yep, and that's what this Mayo kicker will do, is he'll do all kinds of crazy things like an onside kick. So the Raiders are prepared for it, have their hands team out there. Great field position for Northfield. 1st and 10 Raiders at their own 49.
Yeah, I got to respect the Mayo coaches for adding that little wrinkle to their game, especially at this day and age when kick returns are harder to cover, and it's hard to get enough kids to play special teams. I mean, that's a smart idea. Get that ball back.
All right, Zick in at quarterback. Usual formation, two receivers, two running backs. Handoff goes to Stanchina, and he is stuffed immediately. Forward progress, not even forward progress. Loss of one on the play. 2nd down and 11 coming up for Northfield.
Yeah, it looked like a little bit of confusion on that play there. Whether it was Zick or Stanchina, it was not a clean handoff. And if you can't get a clean handoff in the backfield, you're pretty much hosed.
All right, here we go. 2nd down and 11 for Northfield. Tie game 7-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Zick looking to throw. As his man, Stanchina, tried to get away. Nope, Stanchina's out of bounds. Made the catch right at the 50, so that's a gain of 2, which will bring up a 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, not. Sorry about that. Hopefully I didn't make everybody at home yawn there. It's not looking too hot right now, especially with Zick's limited mobility. He has to catch these quick and just throw them as fast as he can in order to not get hit. And now with the
Third and ten. Yeah, they only got one. So they have it back at the 49. So the yard they lost, they got back on the pass play. Third down and 10 coming up for the Raiders.
They might go deep to Sanchini again on top.
Zick under pressure. Has his man. Oh, and right but through the hands of Michael Iams. Oh, Michael's got to catch that. He would have been a first down. Incomplete. Fourth down, and the Raiders will come into punt. But it was there. Michael Iams on a slant, just the right little through his hands.
Yeah, and those are the mistakes we can't have that we had earlier in the year. Our receivers got to catch the ball.
Well, the way this game's going right now, you need everything you can get.
Even on a prior drive, we had a pretty bad effort after a catch. Mason Zick is throwing the ball too well to have plays like that dropped.
All right, Graybow into punt.
Problem is our receiving corps is probably the tallest in the state. They just don't really have the best hands.
Graybow gets a good punt off, and it's going to take a nice Northfield roll, and it's going to roll all the way inside the 10, down at the 9. Nice job, Josh Graybow. First and 10 Spartans at their own 9.
Yeah.
3:10 remaining in the first half, tied up at 7 on the Mark Pinnell scoreboard.
Got his own kind of punting style, a little bit different than Mason's. Mason had the high launchers. He just gets those low-line drives that roll another 20 yards. That's good. Graybow can pretty much do everything. Little running back, little punter, little D-back, little return man.
JD, look at this. Yes. Raider play sheet, Mayo play sheet.
I know. You got nothing. Nothing and everything.
I'm running out of room in Mayo, and I got plenty of space in Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first and 10, Spartans at the 9. Sheehan at quarterback, looking to throw, looking to throw. Has his man incomplete.
That was almost touching on there, Dusty Bud.
Yeah. Jack Murphy got behind Ross Miller, but it was overthrown, incomplete. Second down coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, he was able to get one hand on it, and that hand almost tapped it into himself. And if he'd have caught that, that was donezo. That's a touchdown. We can't have that this part of the field. You can't get behind guys. But again, I mean, not to rip on our defense, Mayo's offense is dynamic.
Yes.
They're all over the place.
They're
not just running one thing.
And they're not that big or anything.
No,
they're just efficient.
They're just very – they well run what they run.
There's a handoff to Lozoya back in the game. Short gain on the play.
Short loss.
Short loss. Thank you, Grady. It's on the far side of the field, so I can't see that well.
I was just watching the sticks.
Perfect. Loss of one on the play makes a third down and 11 coming up for the Spartans.
All right, but this is where they can be dangerous because against the pass, we have struggled slightly, so hopefully, if they do throw something, at best, it's a first down, not a touchdown. But let's see what kind of pressure we got. We got Ethan Riley up there. We got Israel, Stanga.
Sheehan looking to throw, going for it all. And it's intercepted by Graybow. Intercepted by the Raiders. This will be first and 10, Northfield. Even with offensive pass interference, he still was able to make the reception. Nice job, Josh Graybow, intended receiver. Was Calvin Dixon, but Graybow ripped it away. First and 10, Northfield at the Mayo 37-yard line.
You're 100% right, Dust. That was a great play by Graybow. I mean, anybody who wants to say textbook defensive back job, that was pretty much it. He stayed in front of his guy or deeper than his receiver. He was deeper than him the whole time. Quarterback tried to throw it deep. He stayed right with the guy that did some hand fighting. But he got rid of his hand fighting in enough time to jump up and make the interception. Great play by Graybow. Right after we say, I mean, the guy can do everything.
All right, here come the Raiders now with excellent field position. Zick in at quarterback. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far. Stanchina, Zick looking, has time. Throws for his man, and they're going to get a flag on the play. I believe Luke Johnson, nope, incomplete. Luke Johnson wanted a flag, but he's not going to get one. And it's an incomplete pass. Second down coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, what happened there, Dusty, was the referee threw his hat, which was to represent that Johnson went out of bounds.
Got
and was ineligible to catch the ball.
Got it. Thank
so
you.
Even if he would have caught the ball, that's why he was flailing his arms. Like, he thought he got pushed out of bounds. Well, there's certain times where you can't just let yourself get pushed, you know.
Sure.
So, I think the ref thought he let himself get pushed out and wasn't egregious. And
all right.
There you go.
There you go. Out of bounds and back in. Can't be the first one to touch it.
Yep.
So here we go. Incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up for the Raiders. Zick in at quarterback. Zick hands it off to Vidito on the dive. Jimmy Vidito kind of hopping his way up to the 35-yard line. Short gain on the play. It'll be third down coming up for Northfield.
Yeah, Vivido was pretty deceptive in the middle there. He just kind of finds creases and cracks, and it's very impressive. His quickness comes out, and then he has that breakaway speed afterwards. But if we're not able to do any other outside running or other things like that, it really doesn't throw the defense off too much. Yeah, we got 1:40 here left in the half, Dust.
All right, here we go. Third down and 9 coming up for the Raiders. Zick looking to throw. Has his man incomplete, and you got to think the ankle had something to do there as he tried to plant and tried to...
Looked like he bailed away from a hit. He didn't want to get any type of hit, and he backed away, and then that forced the ball to be short and behind the receiver.
Intended for Luke LaPanta. Incomplete. It's fourth down, and we'll see. The Raiders are going to go for it. I think they think with the time left on the clock.
Yeah,
and at this point in the point of the field, what the heck?
Yeah, there's not going to be much time for Mayo when they get the ball back.
Fourth down for the Raiders. Fourth down and 8 at the 34-yard line of Mayo. Raiders go 4 receivers and false start.
Now do we punt?
False start on the Raiders.
Let's check the sidelines if anybody's moving. It is still a pretty similar scenario, but that 5 yards really throws your head for a loop. And Coach Sullivan's out there talking to Zick on the field. Looks like he gave him a play and saying, get your guys together. And, you know what I would love to see out of us right now? We have not seen one all year long. Coach Sullivan has the best trick plays in all of
football. Yeah, he does.
All of football.
Yes,
and
he does.
I have not seen one all year.
We have not had, I haven't really had to use them.
No, we haven't.
Here's Zick looking to throw. He's going for Stanchina, who's got a step. Stanchina makes the catch. Yes, he does. Inside the 10, out of bounds at the 6-yard line. First and goal, Raiders on fourth down and 15. The Northfield Raiders get a nice pass to Stanchina, and we got him in business.
Yeah, and there is a guy, Dusty, who has improved himself immensely as a pass receiver. Remember last year and the year before, he struggled to catch the football. That's why he ended up most of the time in the backfield. This year, he's going up there and making real legit high-point catches. I am very impressed with Stanchina's growth as a player.
33-yard pass play, Zick to Stanchina. First and goal, Raiders at the 6. Hand off to Mitch. Mitch makes run tackle. Nice job, Mitch. He gets inside the 5, gets a couple of yards on the play. That would have been no gain, but I think he got a couple and a timeout quickly taken by the Northfield Raiders. We'll do the same. 1:13 remaining in the first half, tied up at 7. The Raiders threatening, though. Second down and goal. They have the ball at about the 4-yard line. We'll take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMN.
95.1. The One.
This is Brad Ness, Northfield City Council member, encouraging you to vote on November 6th. The Northfield Ice Arena Advisory Board met for over a year and a half evaluating our ice arena and options on what to do about its current condition. Northfield and Dundas residents will vote on a 1/2 cent local option sales tax expected to generate over $7 million on a 20-year term. An additional $3 million or more is expected to be generated to support parks, trails, and recreational facilities in Northfield and Dundas. Visit the City of Northfield website at ci.northfield.mn.us for more information and vote on November 6th.
Grady.
What's up?
I was being too mean to Northfield. We're not at the 4. We're at the 1.
Oh, you got us so far up.
Second down and goal for Northfield at the 1-yard line. 1:13 remaining.
Oh, here we go. Smash.
In the first half.
Power.
Hand out to Jimmy Vandenau into the end zone. Touchdown! Raiders! Jimmy Vandenau from 1 yard out gives the Raiders the lead back with 1:10 remaining. It's now 13-7 with the extra point coming up.
Yeah, Jimmy V on that play again. He sidestepped the rush. You could tell what they were running right out of their that classic slow lead power type of formation there. Good job by Stanchina getting the block. But huge with 1 minute left in the half to get the 14-7 lead here if we can cap it off with looks like Roney here. Bam, you got it.
Kick is up, and the kick is good. And with 1:10 remaining, the Raiders take the lead back, 14-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Take a one-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider football on 95.1, the one.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make his lunch, kids to school, drive to work, work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed. Ah, kick your shoes off and relax.
As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iatt knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iatt will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
Live here to Mayo High School, the Northfield Raiders and the Mayo Spartans in a dogfight right now. 14-7, the score. Northfield leads, but it's taken big plays from Northfield to get
Stanchina.
Those leads. Mitch Stanchina, big play master.
Yes, he is.
He's had two of them. He had a 72-yard touchdown reception and then a big 33-yard fourth down conversion reception to get the Raiders inside the 10. They got it up to the 1. Jimmy Venditto did the rest, a 1-yard touchdown run just a little bit ago, making it 14-7. And Raiders are set to kick off here to Mayo with 1:10 remaining in the first half. There's a little pooch kick by Monahan. And it is down.
Oh, no,
down. Mayo recovered it, so Mayo's going to have okay field position. They say they downed it at about the 34-yard line. That's where the Spartans start, but okay. The offense did their thing, Grady. We got the lead back. Now the defense needs to make a stop here.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what I was worried
about.
Enough
of this Mayo. My Mayo sheet is too full.
Yeah, I was worried about that when I said a minute left. There's a minute 10 left here, and that's enough time for Mayo to score here the way that they've been moving. Especially when they have to go to a big pass. Our secondary hasn't really been there. I mean, Rick Graybaugh has, but otherwise, I'm a little nervous about him right now.
Sheehan looking to throw, has his man, catches made, and then incomplete. Nope, he dropped it on the way down. They're going to say, I don't know about that, but they're going to say incomplete.
Yeah, what ended up happening there is his scramble. The receivers didn't go with his scramble. They all stayed exactly where they were.
Right.
And that guy was set up to just get drilled when he caught it. Receivers in that situation normally start to scramble with the quarterback instead of just standing where they are.
You got to start watching that. That was Dixon, the intended receiver. He's got the big plays for reception, receiving-wise.
Yeah, if he'd have broken up field when he scrambled, that would have been a touchdown.
He's got the 12-yard touchdown. The only touchdown for Mayo is by Dixon. Here's Sheehan looking to throw on the run, has his man. Catch is made. Nice job there coming in and knocking him down.
Too.
Was Stanchina. Nice and good point, Grady. Kept him in bounds. Gain of 5 on the play. Catch was made by Holcomb.
45 seconds left.
Third down and 5 coming up for the Spartans.
Here we go. Sheehan seems to be chilling out all of a sudden, not when he doesn't have time. He's rushing when they do have time. I think the coaches are reserved to just let this go out, which is great for us. Go ahead. Run it out.
And a timeout taken by the Raiders. A defensive timeout for Northfield. Coach Sullivan having a conversation. Corey Callahan over there, not happy with something.
Yeah, I sure hope they're not trying to think that they want the ball back. I think we were lucky enough to score in that time, and to keep them from scoring here, hopefully, I wouldn't want to give them any extra time.
Yeah, Bubba Sullivan did not like taking that time out for whatever reason.
That's why, because he doesn't want to give them more chances. And again, like you said, the defensive lineman must not have been there. Or who knows why, because it seemed like the Mayo offense was just as confused as we were, weren't they not?
Right.
They've been running plays way quicker than that one.
Well, we'll keep it right here with 28 seconds remaining. Raiders leading by a touchdown on the Mark Quinnell. 28 seconds of the first half. Raiders lead by a touchdown on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Third down and 5. Raiders took a defensive timeout. Now they come back onto the field. Mayo looks like they're ready to go offensively. All right, here we go. Jimmy Venditto win at defensive end right now, opposite Ethan Riley.
Our D-backs need to back off a little bit here. They're way too tight in this scenario.
Stanchina Dickerson in the backfield. Here's Sheehan under pressure. He's going to be ripped out. Come on, Stanga got the initial hit, and then a bunch of Raiders took care of business. A loss of 4 on the play, all the way back to the 36-yard line. Fourth down coming up for Mayo, and a timeout taken by the injury for Riley. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, Stanga did the he must be watching too much pro football. He went for the ball there and completely lost the quarterback. Luckily, there was someone else still able to get him down. But in that situation, we didn't really need the fumble so much as we just need to get him out of there. Especially with fourth down here, they're going to be punting. Is Riley still down? Yeah, he's still down.
Yeah, he's still down. Having a con. You got both the Spartan and John Sand, the Northfield trainer, out there. Just because Ethan was on the Spartan sideline, so the Spartan trainers wisely, and that's kind of an unwritten rule with trainers. You know, if you're on your side of the field, get out there as fast as you can.
Nowadays, you know, I mean, when we read the news, things can happen pretty serious at football games compared to what used to happen. There's kids' lives are sometimes at risk depending on what's happened. So, not in this scenario, but you know what I'm saying.
Why do you think people are more prone to injuries and stuff right now than when we played, Grady?
Everyone's bigger, faster, and the game's played differently. Okay. When we played, no one they used to have those highlight films on, you know, NFL films of guys getting just jacked up. And there was like 10 a year in the pros, right?
Right.
Now there's 10 to 20 a game, high school, college, and pro, where the guys are getting lit up like that. So, like, even when I played college, I started into the transition of not tackling. I never tackled a guy. I would light him up.
Yeah.
I'd either dive through their legs so that they would flip, or I would dive up in their chest head area, and then they'd go down. Because I was 6'1", 185. I had usually the height and weight advantage on whoever I was tackling. And that just became the norm over the years. I think it's kind of funny when the guys say, oh, you have to change the way you tackle. Well, yeah, why don't you go back to tackling the way they used to when you tackled?
Right.
Mike Singletary, those kind of guys, they tackled. People tackled. Now they don't tackle, they just hit.
Right, they kind of bump them with their shoulder pads. And with the strength of the kids nowadays, they run through it, absolutely.
Yeah, and any kid nowadays, they're on creatine and supplements and everything else, so they're an extra 20 to 40 pounds heavier than when we played or I played.
All right, so the Raiders keep taking another. So we had the injury timeout, and then Riley comes off the field, and now a regular timeout taken. Nope, that's by Northfield. Oh. I want to say Northfield just expended. Yeah, so they had to use a timeout on Riley, and then they had to use their final timeout. Oh, no, they didn't have to use it on Riley, but that's their final timeout.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
you can't
use double timeouts. That would have been against the law or the rules, not the law. The cost wouldn't show.
All right, so it's going to be – so here's the situation, ladies and gentlemen. Fourth down and 9. The ball is spotted at the Mayo 36-yard line. It's Mayo football. 13 seconds remaining. And the Raiders lead 14-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. So the Raiders would love to get a stop here and go into halftime up a touchdown.
Yeah, this whole drive here is taking longer than the rest of the first half combined. Looks like they're punting. Safe move. We're doing no return man. We got full defense up looking for a fake. Again, smart move by us. They're just going to let that ball roll till it's dead, and then that might even run out all 13 seconds. We'll see. Depending on how long it bounces.
So the Raiders are playing for the fake. It's a low snap. The punt is off, and it's telling everybody to get away. Peter. And it's going to be down by Mayo at the 47-yard line. So the Raiders will have a first down and 10.
4.7 seconds left on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard.
I think we kneel it here and go into halftime up a touchdown.
Let's throw it deep to Stanchina.
Yeah? I don't know, maybe.
No way.
Why not?
We're going to be happy where we are. Nothing stupid. Although, Coach
we're lucky to be up 14-7.
He wants to keep it going. Stay
we're
tough.
Lucky.
Let's steal some of these. Well,
all right.
Like we
they're not good. We're going to go play.
I've never seen someone kneel out of shotgun. So.
Nope, we're going for it here on fourth down. Excuse me.
It's Stanchina. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Zick going deep. Intercepted by the Spartans. Tackled as soon as he made the interception. That was Dixon. And that's where the first half comes to an end, where the score is Northfield 14, Mayo 7. Take a 2-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider football. A 95-1, the one.
This is Ellen Iverson, Vice Chair of the Board of Education for Northfield Public Schools. Pre-kindergarten and the elementary years are critical to every child's learning and success in life. We also want all students to attend secure schools. The Northfield School District bond referendum addresses both needs. The bond minimizes tax impact, costing $2.25 per month for a $250,000 home. Visit the NorthfieldSchools.org website for information, and please be sure to vote on November 6th.
Prepared and paid for by Northfield Public Schools.
Hi, I'm Melissa, director at the VitaLink Adult Day Center on the Three Links campus. Are you the primary caregiver of an adult living at home? Do you need a break from caregiving to recharge and do what you need or like to do during the day? That is where our program can help. We will provide a fun, nurturing setting for your loved one to thrive at. Vitalink Adult Day Center. Transportation is available. Call 664-8865 to learn more or go to 3links.org.
Gooter's Dough to Go in Dundas has the best take-and-bake pizza and the largest frozen dough and cake decorating supplies.
Pick up some local flavored brats at Gooter's. They have bread doughs, pastries, and over 50 flavors of cookie dough.
Gooter's has gourmet pizzas, cinnamon rolls, bakery supplies, and a large selection of gluten-free products not found elsewhere.
Remember Ice Cream Friday. Buy one ice cream cone at the regular price and get the second one for half price.
You gotta go to Gooter's. Gooter's Dough to Go, located next to Menards in Dundas.
This fall, the temperature may be dropping, but the Cooper Take the Money and Ride promotion is just heating up at Witt Brothers Service. From now through October 31st, you can claim Cooper Tire's prepaid virtual account or a card worth up to $100 when you buy a set of four qualifying tires. Choose from great options like the long-lasting CS5 Grand Touring, the durable Discovery AT3 family of tires, or many other reliable Cooper tires. Learn more at CooperTires.com or stop by Witt Brothers Service, 701 Division Street, Northfield.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School. We're at the half where the Northfield Raiders lead the Spartans 14-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Grady McGovern, lots to talk about, or not so much to talk about, because you look at it, Northfield leading with two touchdowns, but they've only run about maybe 13 plays the whole half.
Yeah.
It just turned into a 72-yard touchdown pass to Mitch Stanchina, and then a 33-yard fourth-down conversion pass to Stanchina. That ended with a one-yard Jimmy Vidito touchdown run. Vidito, four rushes right now for 19 yards and a touchdown. Stanchina has four rushes for 0 yards. he's got a minus five, a 10, a minus four, and a minus one. Mason Zick, one,
good
two,
math,
three,
yeah.
Four, five. He is 1, 2, 3 for 6. For 105 yards and a touchdown, the big one. And that's it. That's it. That's Northfield. We're up by two scores. We do enough because I think the big play here, Lozoya, has rushed the ball 16 times, 21 yards.
Wow.
All the times we were calling Lozoya's name.
He seemed like he was
2 yards, 2 yards and 3 yards at a pop. Hasn't been able to really break one. It's in the passing game is where Mayo is killing us. Cody Sheehan, the quarterback for the Spartans, 124 yards and a touchdown in that first half. And not really so much big plays. His longest pass play was a 26-yarder to Lozoya, but throwing a 9-yard, a 14-yard, a 16-yard, a 12-yard, 12-yard touchdown.
That first half, they were just getting it. They were just kept it going. That's why it seemed like they were dominating us. They were just quickly running off plays and rattling off yards where we were just stalling or three and out. But that's football, big plays versus sustained plays.
Raiders stopped him on a turnover on downs their first drive and a missed field goal their second drive. That's why the Raiders were able to stay in the game, get those big plays. That's what Bubba Sullivan said. He said we need big plays if we're going to look to beat these guys. We've gotten them in the first half, and they've worked, and they've turned into two touchdowns both times. That's got to stick around for the second half because if we let Sheehan get comfortable and Mayo figures it out,
yep,
this could be a long second half for Northfield.
The thing that we've figured out a little bit offensively is, unlike Mayo, they were riding Lozoya ride or die all the time. Stanchina's our ride or die guy, which we've done that for him in the past. This game, we give him a little time. We would just pick our spots with him, and so he's fresh to go. He hasn't been taking the hits, and he hasn't been taking he's not tired. Like, Lozoya's got it, like we said, he's got to be tired. He's got to be feeling those hits. Plus, he stayed down that one time for a while. So, with Stanchion, we're figuring out when to use him properly.
Well, it's going to be a good second half here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we got a football game here. We knew that coming in, that Mayo, probably the best team that the Raiders have played all season, and it's looking every bit like that, that it's going to be a dogfight this whole rest of the game. We'll take the touchdown lead, but we're going to need more if we want to look to come out on top here today on the road against Rochester Mayo. Grady, you and I are going to be serenaded here by the Mayo Pep Band.
Yeah, I can't wait.
My senior spotlight.
Luke Johnson, right?
thank you. I had to look for his number. Yep. It's Luke number Johnson. Four. I had a good long conversation with Luke Johnson, and a great kid. We had a good conversation and talked a lot about everything, and even gave props to mom and dad. So that's the kind of kid Luke is. So you'll have to listen to the interview to know what I'm talking about. But Luke Johnson, my senior spotlight. So Logan, if we can, let's take a 2-minute break and then come back in with my senior spotlight sponsored by Franz and Bank. It's Luke Johnson here at the half. Raiders lead 14-7 over Mayo on 95-1, the one.
Franz and Bank and Trust in Dundas is a proud supporter of all Northfield Raiders sports and academics throughout the year. At Franz and Bank and Trust, we have a great lineup of products to meet all of your financial needs. Check out our convenient online services at franzandbank.com or call us at 645-8825. Franz and Bank and Trust in Dundas, your bridge to financial success for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Raiders.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Bo Stanley, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
And welcome back to the Raider Halftime Show, everybody. It's now time for our Senior Spotlight, sponsored by Franz and Bacon Trust. And my Senior Spotlight this week is Luke Johnson. Luke does a great job for Northfield. Play a little tight end there. Also gets out to play a little receiver when the Raiders go into spread formation. We're going to get Luke's thoughts on the season up to this point, thoughts on the game tonight against Maryland, and also learn a little bit more about him away from the football field. But first off, Luke, the first thing I want to ask is, Rochester Mayo tonight, this is a team that always plays you guys tough. You guys are always sort of about even, you know, offensively, defensively. Every season it's kind of you guys vying for your respective spot in the district. What do you need to do to come out on top against Mayo?
Against Mayo, we got to play with a lot of speed and a lot of strength, and they're a really fast team, and we know that going into the game, so we really got to keep up with them on the speed. And I think it'll help having Jimmy Vitito come back and keep pounding the rock on the ground, and he's been doing a great job for us this year along with Mitchell Sanchina, and our offensive line has been doing tremendous. So as long as we keep on playing the football the way we've been playing, I think we'll have no doubt another win on our season this year. So
I want you to talk about a little bit more defensively what you guys are going to face against Mayo when you go out there on offense.
Defensively, they've got some speed. Their whole team is just speed. We know we can pass on them. They've got some corners that we can hopefully take advantage of. So whoever it is in the backfield, whether that be Zick, Woodley, or Vitito, we're hoping that we can pass a little bit on them and run the ball effectively as well.
Sounds good. Luke, let's go ahead and talk about the season up to this point. You guys are off to a great start. You're 4-1 right now. Just talk about, you know, the season and what's been going well for this Raider football team.
I think the best thing for us is that we've been working together, and that helps. Coming back from last year's season, we learned what winning felt like and how we can continue that. And last year, we had a really great bond as a team, so we felt we just needed to bring these younger guys in, assimilate them a little bit, and make sure they know our culture. And they've definitely fit in really well, and we've helped them learn how we like to practice, how we like to play, and they've been doing a great job this year helping us with our football team.
Sounds good. Luke, again, let's talk a little bit more about yourself. When you're away from the football field, when you're hanging out with your buddies, what are some things you guys like to do?
I like to fish. I like to do a lot of outdoor stuff, so sometimes I'll just go out on the four-wheelers, rip them around a little bit. I'll go out fishing. Sometimes I'll just take a hike in the Arboretum at Carlton, or otherwise I like to play baseball as well, so pretty much anything I like to be outside, and that's where I'm at usually.
That's my next question. Any other sports at Northfield High School besides football?
Yeah, I play baseball. I'll be coming back this year and pitching and playing a lot of third base, so it should be a fun year for there too.
All right. Luke, let's go ahead and learn about your family a little bit, the brothers and sisters, their names, and what are they up to?
I've got a sister, Emma. She plays basketball and softball, and she's a year younger than me, so she's a junior this year. And my parents, they're just up to being my parents, I guess, right now. They don't really have too big of a task. I like to say that I don't get in trouble. So, I mean, they've raised me well, so I'd like to thank them a lot for where I'm at.
Again, we're speaking with Luke Johnson. He's my senior spotlight this week. Luke, you talk about fishing. What's the biggest fish you ever caught? And, you know, I know fishermen like to lie, but honestly, biggest fish you can got or a fishing memory that you have.
Well, it's not necessarily the biggest fish I've ever caught, but one time I went up north with my dad, and I'm not kidding you, we pulled out 30 sunnies within the span of an hour to an hour and a half, and it was just like when you drop in your line, and you didn't even have to have bait on, and they'd come and hook, and they were no small dock sunnies. They were nice-sized ones, and we had a big fish fry, and that was really fun. So.
Oh, I bet. Oh, God, I love sunny, too. Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
Best-tasting fish, I think.
Absolutely. All right, Luke, let's talk about, you know, I know you guys like to eat. You know, you're a grown boy here and everything. Where are some of your favorite spots to eat around town or in general?
Oh, I love the QB Club and Hogan Brothers. I like keeping it local. I work at a local business myself, so putting money into local businesses is something I like to do. Quarterback Club, I love the French fries, so I can never pass up an opportunity to go there and eat those. And then Hogan Brothers, I can't say I found a better place with a better sandwich, so Got to say Hogan Brothers there too.
Now, for people listening out there, I did not coach Luke on to say that, but Quarterback Club's actually a sponsor of ours. So Thank you for saying Quarterback Club.
Yeah,
we really
problem.
Appreciate that. That was not that, that was all him. I did not tell him to say that. Again, we're speaking with Luke Johnson. Luke, one thing that I like to ask is, it sounds like you do a lot of stuff outdoors and everything. How about some fun family vacations that you've been on? Anything that sticks out or where you guys have been?
Yeah, last summer we took a trip out to the East Coast. We flew into Baltimore. Then we went down to D.C. for 2 days, drove up to Maine, spent the day there, and then drove down the coast a little bit into Boston, spent a few days there with my great-grandma. She's 93 years old, so we wanted to visit her. And we spent some time in the city there, too. Then we drove back down and actually spent some time in Baltimore. And it was a really fun time to really understand the history of the nation out east, because there's a lot of historical stuff out there. And it was a really good time. I got to spend some good quality time with my family. And we haven't been able to do that for a couple years now due to my busy schedule along with my sisters. So it was a really good time to get away for us.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, we're speaking with Luke Johnson. Luke, I want to ask, what are your plans for next year, if any? I know it's early, but what are you thinking of doing?
Yeah, right now I've got a couple of schools talking with me on football and baseball terms. Okay. So I am definitely looking forward to playing sports in college.
Okay, take it to the next level somewhere.
Yep. Gustavus is, I'd like to say they're number one on my board right now. They keep in contact with me on a weekly basis. It's really fun to see them interested in me, and I like to see that because I do like the school a lot too. And then St. Olaf, I've been talking to them a little bit. And a couple other schools sprinkled in there, but I really do like Gustavus, and right now I see myself falling there.
Sounds good. Luke, final question, and hopefully we're doing this interview late into November here. You guys are still playing, but when it's all said and done, you are a senior. What's been the best part about being a part and growing up with these other players here, your senior class, and just playing with these guys all these years?
Really just building the brotherhood. There's a lot of memories here that you could not create anywhere else. Whether they're football memories or off-the-field memories, you met these guys here on the field. And that's where I've known them forever, and it's really helped me build relationships that I will cherish for the rest of my life. And hopefully they don't go away, but I know some do. That's what reunions are for, hopefully.
Yes.
I'll get to see a lot of these guys again, and we'll always get to reminisce on these good times that we've had in high school. So really just making memories and the brotherhood that we've built, it's amazing.
Final question, when it's all said and done, what are you going to take away from being a part of this Raider football program all of these years as you move on to the next phase in your life?
It's really taught me to be a hard worker. And don't take anything for granted. Just last year when we went 8-0 and we dropped out of our first section game, it's really like, well, we thought we kind of had it going on and we thought we were going to get an easier ride, but you can't take anything for granted playing football. It's a game where anything can happen, and that's one thing that will translate over my life. Don't take anything for granted.
Sounds good. Luke, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
That's Luke Johnson, my senior spotlight. We'll be back after this.
95.1, the one. Still a friend you can count on.
Franzen Bank and Trust in Dundas is a proud supporter of all Northfield Raiders sports and academics throughout the year. At Franzen Bank and Trust, we have a great lineup of products to meet all of your financial needs. Check out our convenient online services at franzenbank.com or call us at 645-8825. Franzen Bank and Trust in Dundas, your bridge to financial success for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Raiders.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
95.1, the one.
Tackle your hunger the right way at the Quarterback Club in Northfield. Their juicy chicken, tender baby back ribs, and flame-broiled burgers are all made to order. For daily specials, quality food, and great prices, make it the Quarterback Club in Northfield.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School, and it was dueling fight songs there.
Yes.
We had the Raiders on over the radio, so I'm listening to the Raiders in my earphones, but I'm listening to Mayo's fight song on the field, and I'm trying to distinguish which is what. They sounded just pretty close.
Similar, but no, that was a good job by the Mayo marching band there. They gave us some BB Rexa. What else did we get out of there? Bruno Mars.
Who's the Havana one?
Was BB Rexa.
BB Rexa.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Cuevas. My son will just text you right now, losing his. I don't know. Could be wrong on all that. I did hear Bruno Mars.
You ever been to East Atlanta?
I've not been to Havana or East Atlanta. Neither one. Actually, I think I have been to East Atlanta. There's a hospital called Grady's Memorial Hospital there.
Really?
They named it after me, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Got
they named it after me 100 years before I was born, but that's really nice of them.
You'll get a hospital named after you one of these days, Grady. Don't worry.
They named a boat after me, too. I don't know if you ever heard of, like, the Grady boat line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was before I was born, too, but it was totally named after me.
There's not much Dusty's out there. I got the name of a plane on a Disney movie. On planes or whatever.
Oh, really?
That's it.
You watched that?
No, I've never seen it. Oh. I just know that the main character's name's Dust.
But you got a whole thing named after you, Dust.
True.
It's in everyone's house all the time.
Right.
You're
and the last name,
you're
Bud.
Everywhere.
There's a lot that I've been named with Bud.
Exactly. You're everywhere, man.
There's a book, Billy Bud, by that we had to read in school.
There you go.
In like seventh grade. B-U-D-D, too.
Probably your cousin.
The same way. Yeah. Do I have a Billy? I got a lot of cousins. I don't think I got Billy. Anyways.
You can make it up.
All right. Yes.
Just like all those things are named after me.
14-7 the score. Northfield leads Mayo. But we got, we're lucky to be up by a touchdown. We got played there by the Spartans.
Big time.
Huge in the first half. We'll take the lead.
I saw,
but,
when I went down to go get a hot chocolate at halftime, I saw Mary Stanchina, and I told her thanks.
Why?
That's Mitchell's mom.
Well, yeah, thanks for having Mitchell.
Yeah, thanks for letting him come on out here and score for us on every play. That's all I said to her, thanks. She's like, you're welcome. She's kind of confused. He's our whole team right now.
Yeah, well, you know, he's doing good. He's a playmaker, and he's making plays. That's what playmakers do. They make plays. And in football, you need to make plays, and you need playmakers to make the plays in the football game.
How many times can you say plays
and
playmaker in one sentence?
Yeah, trying to get that quick wit going here.
Exactly. Get it going here. Second half. I know we're all trying to on our second wind here, trying to get through the game.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, long drive down 52. God, it's a boring drive to walk Rochester. Ugh. Anyways, here we go. 12 minutes are on the clock. Second half.
With me, it's a boring drive. We ride together. Trying to tell me something?
But I do the driving, though. I listen and we talk, but I'm looking at the scenery, trying to make sure that we stay on the road.
I know, and I'm checking my phone every 5 minutes.
And you're on your phone. So, yeah, good conversations me and Grady have. He's on his phone, and I'm focused on the road.
We have legit,
trying to get us here safely to broadcast
Raider
football for KYMN.
We actually figure out all of the world's problems on our way down. And then we forget them all on the way home.
Yep. All right, so Mayo to kick off to Northfield. Raiders won the toss and deferred to the second half, a la Jimmy Vitito taking the ball at the 10. Jimmy Vitito gets up across the 25, down to the 26-yard line, and that's where Northfield starts. First and 10 Raiders. They're up by a touchdown, Grady, on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. We need to score another one right here, right away.
Well, yeah, and what we also need to do, actually, is establish some type of dominance offensively. We can't just rely on getting 60-yard touchdowns or 40-yard passes for a touchdown setup. What we need right here out of this drive is to, like I said, assert our dominance and get 3, 5, 7 yards of play, get a few first downs, run down that clock. I know everyone's looking at that clock. Both teams are looking at that clock, and they want to run it down. Closer to the end, the better for both teams.
All right, there's a little quick hitch pass to Stanchina. Stanchina trying to get some yardage there. Got a couple, maybe three. It'll be second down coming up for the Raiders.
God, that almost looked like the old school Motown, did it not? It looked like it was supposed to be a double pass.
A little bit.
But I don't think they'd have Mitchell throw the double pass. I think they'd have maybe Rataj or one of their more receiver-type or quarterback-type receivers then throw it to Stanchina so he can score the touchdown. And the first time under center right now for Zick.
I'm surprised Zick is playing as much as he has here.
Mm-hmm.
Really surprised.
Oh, and there you go.
That's
and
a hit. Stacked on the play down back at the 25. And he's up and walking pretty good, but you get scared when you see that. It's a loss of four on the play. It'll be third down and 11 coming up for the Raiders.
And I just noticed, like you were saying earlier in the game, Dust, like the height disparity, there's a lot of really short guys on Mayo.
Yeah, but they're fast.
They're fast.
They're short, but they're fast.
Maybe that's their strategy, because that guy who just came in as D-end on that play was half the size of Mason Zick, but he got him.
All right, Raiders are going to go with the trips formation. 1-2-3 down on the near side. Zick looking to throw. Got to throw it and throws it down in the dirt. Incomplete pass. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down coming up, and the Raiders will have to punt.
Who do you have deep there? Yeah, you did have Stanchina deep there. Thing is, when Mitchell holds on to it that long, our receivers are so fast that they were all too far downfield, just like on his interception he threw right before the half. He can't afford to wait a couple extra seconds because the guys are too far to be caught.
Now, Mason's got to get rid of that, though. Held it way too long. Got to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the hard part when you're used to being able to scramble. You can't scramble. You either throw or do nothing.
Exactly.
Like, what do? Just fall over?
Here's Graybaugh's kick. It's a line drive kick, and it's going to take another friendly Raider bounce. It'll be out of bounds at the 34-yard line, so nice job by Josh Graybaugh on the punt game tonight. First and 10 Spartans after the Raiders go 3-and-out, and we'll see this Raider defense make a move. Did not want to see a 3-and-out to start the second
half.
No
way. That's exactly what we said we did not want. Even one first down we need. We haven't established anything. Luckily, we still have the big play going on, and we have the lead. But eventually these things come up to haunt you, because the more plays that Mayo runs compared to us, the more chance they have to break a big one.
All right, here we go. Sheehan hands off to Lazoya, who fumbles it, but is able to pick it up and get around the edge. And he's going to be taken down from behind by Stanga.
Huge
but
play
that
by Stanga. I thought he broke that. Did it not look like he was about to
that? That was disaster for Mayo to almost ecstasy, but instead it's just a 5-yard gain out
and
of all of that.
Azalea, or Ziggy Lazoya. Azalea is totally limping hardcore. Whatever ankle he got taped up on before, it got hit on that play again. Which, again, is okay for us, but I never want to.
You don't want to celebrate
a kid getting hurt. That sucks. I don't even like stub toe.
All right, here we go. Second down and 5 for the Spartans. Sheehan hands off to Lazoya, trying to get around the edge, and he does not have that breakaway speed. Taken down from behind by Jacob Israel, number 46. A gain of 2 on the play brings up third down and 3.
Yeah, he's able to go off pure adrenaline right now. I'm sure they don't, like, shoot high school kids up with drugs like they do pros. So
He's just taped.
He's just taped up, and he's going on whatever he has left. And tomorrow morning you're not going to want to be around him because his ankle will be huge and he'll be walking pretty tough.
All right, here we go. Sheehan looking to throw. As his man catch is made by Dixon. Dixon makes one man miss. Off to the races, trying to get up the field into Raider territory. Tackled at the 39-yard line. First and 10, Spartans.
Dixon, again, is just a little crazy little fast guy. Did you see
his arms
were ripping around? Everything he was doing was just looked like Crazy Legs Johnson out there. This is what we can't let them – we can't keep letting them do this. They're eventually going to beat us if they get all these gains after gains after gains, and we keep having 3-and-outs.
Unofficially a 33-yard pass play.
And it gets their confidence up. These guys are confident. That Sheehan as a quarterback is very confident. I've got to say, I kind of like him.
Sheehan looking to throw a ball tipped up in the air and almost caught by Sheehan to run, but it's just incomplete, falls harmlessly to the ground. Second down coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, there you go. He just want to say it. He gets that ball tipped, and he's crazy enough to run after it and try to catch it himself and see if he can gain some more yards. It's a tale of two different teams. We have no confidence, it looks like.
Yeah.
Obviously, Stanchina and Zick have done their thing. But overall, I mean, just look at the posture of our team right now. It just doesn't feel like we're winning. And
here we go. Sheehan in the shotgun looking to hand off to Lozoya, who tries to get around the edge. But he gets tackled for maybe a gain of three. Oh, they're punishing him. Down across the 40 to the 37. Third down coming up for the Spartans, third and seven.
I can't swear, Bernhard. It might catch on my mic. Yeah. Again, they keep making the moves, making the plays, and they keep getting yards every time. And that just creates more confidence is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, we have no confidence offensively.
Another long drive, too, for Mayo.
I know.
Third down and seven. Sheehan under pressure. Sheehan going to run it, and he's going to have a first down. Wrap up. All right. He goes, and he gets across the 30 down to the 29-yard line. Again, what we were talking about, Grady, back there, about how kids tackle nowadays. They hit.
Yeah,
they don't tackle.
Hit.
And that was exactly what happened. It was trying to do a shoulder. Sheehan just did a little bounce back a little bit and just was able to run and get another about 3 yards. Good enough for a first down, first and 10 Spartans.
Yeah, the thing is when you play the just hit game, you have to be stronger and faster than the other guy. And then still you might miss out.
Right.
Same with, you know, the running back or receiver who's lowering their shoulder into you to hit you. And that's also a thing in practice. You can't really practice tackling anymore because guys get hurt when you practice it. So, you know, it's a lost art.
Sheehan swings it over, catches made.
Well, there's a heck of a tackle, though, by Stanchina. Did you see that? A full two-arm wrap-up, full tackle.
About time.
That was not a hit.
Three-yard gain. Sheehan to Holcomb on the reception there. Second and seven for the Spartans. Now at the Northfield 33-yard line. 6:39 remaining
in
the third quarter. 6:39
yep.
remaining in the third quarter. Raiders 14, Spartans 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Okay, Grady?
Yeah, no, they're still just getting yards every time is what I was saying. Like, it just keeps getting – it gets almost monotonous. It's hard on the defense, right?
Yeah, they're going to get tired.
For us watching it, it's like, God, they just keep getting yards, 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 yards.
And it's a handoff to
– uh-oh.
Flag on the play. Handoff goes to Holcomb. Holcomb will have a first down. We'll wait and see what the play is, though. Mayo's coming back here.
Yeah,
probably
like
holding.
On the corner. Hold on the corner out there. Yeah.
So a break for Northfield, but that's probably why Holcomb was able to get that big gain. Was
yeah, exactly. He was running side to side. He ran east and west for a while until he was able to get upfield, and it was probably the hold that was able to get him upfield.
Hands to the face.
Oh. Well, that's even more than the regular 10. I think that's 15, right?
Well, we'll wait and see. It's spot foul. It happened at the 22-yard line. They move it back to the 32.
Oh, it's only
10-yard penalty. Okay. Well, it wasn't. I mean, maybe it was holding, but he put his arm out, not down. So that's why I was like, whatever. Anyways, 10-yard penalty brings up second down and 14 now for the Spartans. Ball spotted back at the 34-yard line. Raiders lead by a touchdown.
Yeah, here we go. Once we finally got them going backwards, this is where we need to keep it. And this is what we've been doing. We've been bending, not breaking.
And Sheehan looking for the screen. Has his man incomplete. Nice job, Luke Stanga, hitting Dixon immediately as he had it. Incomplete. Third down coming up for the Spartans.
Yeah, great play by Stanga. He is all over the place. He's one of the biggest competitors I've ever known or met, and he will give it his all until the very end every single time. All right, what we need here is we need the quarterback to sit back there like Frosty the Snowman, just chill out and we can sack him, but he's not going to do that. He's fast.
And Sheehan looking to throw, has his man, catches made by Holcomb, and Holcomb's inside the 20, tackled finally at the 18-yard line, and he'll have just enough for a first down. 14-yard, at least from this vantage point, looks like it's a first down.
Holcomb, another one of those, like, short, shifty, fast guys they have. He is tough.
First down, Spartans, 14-yard pass play. And there again, third
there we
down.
Go. Exactly.
Third and long, and they
plus.
Convert again.
Yeah, they just get what they need to get. And we're doing everything we can to try to stop them here, but, yeah, I really don't know what it is. I'm at a loss for words, Dust, on what it is. I'm either missing something or...
Sheehan looking to throw, trying to run up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked on the play. Nice job by the Raider defense there. All the way back to the 25-yard line. A loss of 6. It'll be second down coming up for the Spartans.
We almost had a face mask on that play. Wow. See, I thought we hit him in the face.
No, we're good. We got him on the shoulders, but
yeah.
It was close.
It was close.
He's so short that it's sometimes tough when you're going for it.
We
5'9 quarterback.
Exactly. Like we said, they have short, quick guys. And, you know, I would say that Northfield's team is taller than normal teams, too. I mean, with our receivers are all 6'2 plus, right? Our quarterback's 6'7. You know, Vidado is even pretty tall for running back. Isn't he about 6 foot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Handoff goes to, no, they faked it to Lazoya. Now, Sheehan going deep. Has his man incomplete.
No way.
No. He didn't make the catch. No. Incomplete.
Almost.
But not quite. Third down coming up there. Holcomb, the intended receiver. Ooh, big break there. He had a step on the Raider.
Yeah, that should have been a touchdown. That's a danger that we're running into here is that the more plays we give them offensively, the more chances they have to do stuff.
All right, well, here we go. Now it's another third and long, and the Spartans have done nothing but convert these most of the game. Third down and 14. The ball is at the Northfield 23-yard line.
This is most dangerous, though, Dusty.
Sheehan looking to throw. Stanga misses it, has his man, catches made, and caught at the 10 by Dixon. Short of a first down, but definitely going for it here. It'll be fourth down and 3 for the Spartans.
Great catch by Dixon. Looks like every time he catches it, he catches it twice.
Well, Stanga had a chance at Sheehan, but ran right by him. And Sheehan was able to step up in the pocket. Ran right by him.
And he's able to find the open receivers. He's lights out right now.
Fourth down coming up here for the Raiders, or for the Spartans, excuse me. All right, now Sheehan goes under center. They're going to hand it to Lazoya. Lazoya stiff arms one man, stiff arm another man. He's going to be short. Not going to make it. Turnover on downs.
Huge, huge stop defensively. One of the first times I've seen all game where Mayo just made a totally, completely wrong call.
Yeah.
They got a throw there. You can't call that run. It was an east-west run. If people at home know what I mean by that, it was a sideways run. You need to get the ball upfield when you need 4 yards. You either pass it. You don't run side to side like that and hope that you get out there. Great job by Azalea.
Ben, don't break.
Ben, don't break. Really hard there.
Yeah,
we did not break. We did not break.
We flexed as far as we could go.
Our spine
did break.
Yes.
First and 10 Raiders. Pitch out goes to Stanchita trying to get around the edge. Good blocking downfield by the receivers. A stiff arm, and he gets up near the 30-yard line. That's a great run there by Mitch Stanchita. The Raiders had the ball at the 12. He got it up to, we'll see where they're going to spot it, right at the 30. So an 29, a 17-yard pickup by Stanchita. First and 10 Raiders, and a little bit of breathing room out of our own back of the
field. Huge on the first play of that drive, too, to get that breathing room, because you don't want to be sitting back there and then punting the ball right back to him. If we had another three and out like we've had before, you don't want to have that and have the ball getting right back to him. Let's get some first downs, Dusty.
Zick goes under center and off to Vidado.
There we go.
Vidado gets a nice bull run right up the gut there. And attaboy Jimmy across the 40 down to the 42-yard line. First and 10 Raiders, gain of 12 on the play. 13 on the play.
Sorry, I was looking at my text there.
That's all right.
Steve Gorka was making a comment saying that the more plays they run, the more likely they are to turn it over. Well, that's true.
Was he talking about Mayo?
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah. Well, they did turn it over. Grayball did have an interception earlier in the first half, so it has been done. Here we go. First down now.
Oh, what do we got? Delay.
Flag off. False start by the Raiders. Too much movement there. I think the problem was Zick was doing this cadence, and the Raiders were set, but they might have set a little too quick, and they were just down a little bit long there and just flinched. It's one of those where you're trying to fight momentum, You're trying to fight, like, come on, go on.
I can't imagine what that's like for the linemen. You've seen videos of them, like, online where they'll just, like, fall over backwards dead because they're like, I'm not jumping outside. I just can't stop moving. And they just fall
over.
Yeah, exactly.
So a five-yard penalty brings the ball back to the 37-yard line. First and 15 for Northfield. Pitch to Stanchina. This time it's on the opposite side. It's the same play they just ran. And Mayo ready for it. A loss of two on the play back to the 35. This will be second down and super long for Northfield. We'll say second and 17 coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, that was not the best play called, running that play into the sidelines there. A pitch out to the short side of the field. But Stanchina did his best. And, again, we are in a scenario where a first down is unlikely, Dusty.
Well, we all get those receivers in the game here. I know we've been looking at Stanchina, but there's been receiver opportunities here.
We got Iams down here. Who else we got? Is that Woodley?
That's Luke LaPant, I believe.
Oh, LaPant is the other guy.
Here's Zick. Look, it has Stanchina. Stanchina does have the ball, and he fights his way. We'll see where he went out of bounds.
He
got it good. I thought he was out at the 50. They're going to spot it at the 45 of Mayo. That's good enough for a first down. Raiders, attaboy, Stanchina, tiptoeing along the sidelines there and getting an extra 5 yards.
Yeah, Stanchina, he's been our whole team today.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the good thing about that, though, is we're not relying on him too much. Is that an okay way to say it, you know?
Right.
Like he's only got the ball about six or seven times, but he's done everything we need.
22-yard pass play. Good enough for a first and 10 Raiders. Here's that handoff to Jimmy. Jimmy got 13 on it last time. He gets across the 40 down to the 39. Another good gain of, we'll say, six. It'll be second down and four. But have Vidito pounded a little bit here.
Yeah,
I like that.
Vidito is like a little grizzly bear up in there just coming through the center. And he gives us that change of pace we need, you know? And I'm very impressed with the tackles he breaks. Are you not either? I mean, like, he gets through there.
All right, here we go. So the Raiders go four receivers, trips to the near side, Stanchina all alone to the far. Zick looking for Stanchina, has Stanchina, first down Stanchina, breaks a tackle Stanchina, and now tackled at the 20. But a good game there by the Raiders, first and 10, as Mitch Stanchina caught the ball about 5 yards downfield and was able to get another 15 after that. Nice job.
Mitchell Stanchina's growth as a receiver, like I said in that first half, has been huge because when he was stuck to the backfield, people had an easier chance to tackle him. Now that he's out there on the outside, he's only got one or two guys that can tackle him out there, and he's really stepping up his game. And his hands are unbelievable. He's catching the ball way better than I've ever seen him in the past. Shout out to him. Go ahead.
Third quarter comes to an end where the score, Northfield 14, Spartan 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. 1 minute break. Come on back. Oh, they do the four. Oh, I hate that. We'll take a 1 minute break. This is Raider football on KYMN.
If you have joint pain, it may be a tendon, and 10X may help. 10X is a one-time treatment for chronic tendon pain. The procedure takes just minutes with local anesthetic and no stitches required. 10X can treat plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, plus tendonitis in the heel, hip, knee, or shoulder. If your pain has lasted 3 months or more and other remedies have failed, talk with your healthcare provider about 10X, now available at Northfield Hospital. An orthopedic surgeon can help you decide if 10X is right for you. Call for your appointment today at 507-646-8900.
It's a free-for-all. Stop into America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas and check out the free-for-all event. Free delivery and setup, free disposal, and free financing for 1 year. Protect your new mattress with a free mattress protector. And who wants to put their dingy old sheets on a new mattress? That's why America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas is giving you a sheet set and pillows for, you guessed it, free. Stop in today and check out the large selection, including Serta mattresses and Ashley Furniture, at the America's Mattress free-for-all event. Located at 401 Safford Road in Dundas. Some restrictions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School. First and 10 Raiders moving the ball here on the Spartans. They have the ball at the 20-yard line. Zick takes it and hands it off to Vidito. Vidito gets up, down across the about the 17-yard line, gain of 3. Second and 7 coming up for Northfield. They have a touchdown lead. Fourth quarter just underway.
It has been so crazy, Dusty, how little has happened in this game. It's been between...
Look at my Northfield place.
I know. It's but, I mean, even in the thing, it's been between the 20 and the 20.
Yeah.
No one's been inside, like...
Really? Good
twice
point.
We've been inside the... But it's like, if you ever watch football games, you know that the middle of the field is not where you want the ball to be. I mean,
right.
That's where it's been all game long, between their side, our side, just middle.
All right, here we go. Zick going to hand the ball off to Stanchina. And Mitch Stanchina gets a couple extra yards across the 15 down to the 14. All right, here you go. Here's your 2-3-4 or whatever that, or 3-4-5 that they need. You know, 3-4-5, you know, take some time off. So Vidino got...
Vidino
got 3 yards. Stanchina, I guess, got 2, so it's a 3rd down and 5. I thought he got more than that. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Yeah, he's got a ways to go here.
3rd and 5 for the Raiders at the 50.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You saying getting 3 to 5 yards to play.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
on 3rd down, you don't
that's
want
my
3rd
bad,
and 5.
No,
yes.
You're right. Okay. That's my bad.
I was confused.
Spit it out. Here's Zick looking to throw on 3rd down.
Got him.
Going in the corner.
Wow.
Has this man... Incomplete, out of bounds. It was intercepted, caught by the Mayo Spartan. That's Dixon, but he was out of bounds on the back of the end zone. It's 4th down, and we're going to see a Reed Roney field goal opportunity here, Grady McGovern.
Yeah, that was actually a chance for – who was the receiver out there? He should have caught that, but who was that?
I think LaPanta. I think it was Luke LaPanta.
But, yeah, we were lucky that the D-back was out of the end zone, and – Yeah, lived a...
Well, I think if Luke would have caught it, he would have been out of the end zone, too.
That's
when he
true.
Landed,
that's
so.
True. Which was a great throw but then by Mason Zick to make sure it was either caught or out of bounds.
Roney, looked like we're looking at about a 32-yard field goal opportunity here for Reed Roney. Snap is down.
Uh-oh.
And it's a fake. Oh, put the ball down there.
It
and
wasn't
they're taking,
a fake. Missed catch on the snap there.
The holder wasn't able to put the ball down. Roney kicked it, and then the holder was still holding it, and he got kind of like, what the heck?
Yeah, it was
the
a
Spartans
little bit,
attacked him. And
Charlie Brown type thing.
Yeah.
At least Roney's got great hair, I've heard. So
1st and 10 Spartans, and the holder was tackled at the 25.
Was that Rattage, the holder there?
That was Gavin. First and 10 Spartans at the 25-yard line. So Raiders come away with no points, but they were able to eat some time off the clock a little bit anyways. 10:30 remaining in the game. Mayo has the football, and they are down by a touchdown to your Northfield Raiders on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Come on, Raider defense.
Let's go, D. If we can get a stop here before the 50-yard line, Dusty, I would be very happy because that means about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of runoff.
Hand off to Lozoya. He gets up to the 29, a gain of 4. 2nd down coming
He's
up.
He's like
for
the Energizer Bunny out there, right, Dust?
He's still going.
Lozoya's going and going. He's had injuries. He's had that 80, 90-yard touchdown called back on the first kickoff. This guy, he's got my respect. He's no little flower.
2nd down and 6 for Mayo. Sheehan calling for the football. Hands it off to Lozoya. This time going to the opposite side. And Lozoya fumbled the football. I believe the Raiders have it. I believe that is Northfield football. It is. Raiders turn over the Spartans. 1st and 10. Raiders at the 25-yard line of Mayo. That's a big play.
Huge play, Dusty. Huge play. It gives us the ball back. I'm not super confident in our offense's ability to score right here, but I am confident
if we
get 3 more downs and we run the ball, they're going to get at least 3 minutes off the clock. And that's huge. Well, we got 9:48 here left in the fourth quarter on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. 14-7 Raider lead. So here we go. Zick under center.
Hands it to Stanchina. Big hole up the middle is Mitch. Ball's head down inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. 1st and 10 Raiders, a gain of 16 for Mitch Stanchina.
Stanchina is so deceptive the way he runs, is it not? Like you can't tell, but he is so fast and so tall that when he runs, it's like he takes up a full 5-yard stride.
Right.
And he just flies right through the middle there. And it's the fact he wears 42. He should be wearing something like 1 or 9.
Well, he got his start, though, in the secondary.
That's true.
Handoff goes to Jimmy Vindito. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders! Jimmy Vindito from 9 yards out goes right up the gut and increases the Raider lead now 20-7 with the extra point coming up here on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard.
Yeah, and on point, Vindito reminds you why he's wearing number 1. He's like, no, McGovern, I'm wearing 1 because I scored the touchdown.
Is that your number?
I wore 1 in baseball, 9 in football.
9, and you're number 9?
4 in high school, 9 in college.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask where you were in high school, number 4.
4, it was Brett Favre's time.
Oh, sure, sure. Roney's extra point is up, and the extra point is good. A little breathing room for your Northfield Raiders. With 9:18 remaining in the game, the Raiders lead 21-7 over the Mayo Spartans on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Let's take a one-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on 95.1. The One.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information. At Apple Chevrolet Buick of Northfield, being a good partner with the community goes hand in hand with operating a business within the community.
Being a part of the community is a big deal for us. The most basic reason is the community does business with us, right? So we feel responsible to give back in any way that we possibly can, whether it's donating to charities or participating in community events. Really, it's the right thing. We're helping the people that do business with us, and that's important.
That's Apple General Manager Justin Olson. Apple Chevrolet Buick on Highway 3, working hard to be a good community partner.
I'd love to hear the whole song, but fumble on the kickoff. This might be Raider football. It was a Raiders just scored a touchdown on a 9-yard Jimmy Vindito. I think the Raiders have this one.
Yeah, I think we do.
It was a 9-yard touchdown run by Jimmy Vindito. Extra point good, 21-7 Northfield. On the ensuing kickoff, right as we got back, I came on the air, and the ball was in the air. Moynihan had kicked it. It was a little pooch kick, and it was botched by the Mayo Spartan up back. And it was recovered by Northfield. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1st and 10 Raiders at the Mayo 33-yard line.
I will say, I'm going out on a limb, but I will say Simon Dickerson was the one to recover that. But if I'm wrong, it's okay because his dad is up here in the booth as well, so he's probably happy that I said his son recovered it. All right, here we go. I'm surprised Zick's still in.
Me too. Zick goes under center. 1st and 10 Raiders. Handoff. No, not.
Oh, and there you go.
Pitch it to Stanchina. And Stanchina with his speed, still on his feet. Jeez. And he actually ran out of bounds. But I think we'll see where they spot him here. They were at the 33. They're going to put him out at the 25. So it'll be a gain of 8, a long gain of 8. 2nd down and 2 coming up for Northfield.
Yeah, Dust, you see Zick took a hit after that play, too. The
little gingerly getting up.
Yeah, unnecessary hit that he is putting himself into. And at this point in the game, too, the coach should get Woodley or someone in there just to get them more time, just in case Mason's not ready to go next week or the next week. Who knows? I mean, 21-7 with this time, we can always bring him back in, but.
Here's a handoff to Stanchina, who cuts up the middle. He's so fast.
He cuts up
the cut and gets tackled near the 10-yard line. He'll have a first down. They needed 2, and he got up to the 11. So it's a 1st and 10 at Northfield at the 11.
Yeah, he is so deceptively fast because he moves. He, like, glides.
Excuse me. They're going to put the ball at the 10. 1st and goal, Northfield, at the 10.
Excuse you. I thought it was the 7. Jeez, Dusty. Ruining it for everyone at home.
What do you mean? I just said 1st and 11. Now it's 1st and goal. It's 1st and 10 from the 11 or 1st and goal from the 10. I was being mean, and I didn't give us the yard. We got an extra yard.
All right.
Zick hands it off to Stanchina, who falls forward for about 2, for 1 to the 9, 2nd and goal for Northfield at the 9.
Yeah, and then Yeah, so this is where we're at right now. It's perfect, up by 14 points in the territory that we're at inside the red zone here. I think we're going to try to probably run more time off the clock. I don't think we're really in an itch to score.
No, let's run. Let's suck some time off the clock. You're right. Couple of runs here.
Couple of runs. See what we're at on third or fourth down. Not even fourth. Let's actually right here. It's just one more run.
Second probably. Down and goal for the Raiders at the 9. Zick, though, in that kind of passing situation, but he's got Vitito and Stanchina to each side of him. And off goes to Jimmy, who gets to try to get around the edge. Trying to get around
yeah.
the edge. And he goes into the end zone.
Come on. Throw those hands up. No way.
Flag on the play anyways, back at the back at the line of scrimmage. They would have put him down at the one anyway, so it was not a touchdown. But we'll wait and see what the flag is holding Northfield. Oh, no. And the flag happened right at the
right
10.
Where the center would have been.
Yeah, so it'll move it back 10 yards. So we're going to see. We had a second and 9, so we'll be at the 19. Second down and goal for the Raiders at the 19.
Yeah, that was actually a unique situation for the line judge over here on our side of the field. He didn't even call not touchdown or touchdown. He just pointed back and said, "There's a flag. It don't matter. I'm not gonna put myself out there to say yes or no." He's just like, "It's coming back. See ya."
Okie dokie. Second down and goal for the Raiders. Ball at the 19. Zick in the shotgun, looking to throw. Hit as he threw it. Incomplete. Iams the intended receiver. It'll be third down coming up here for Northfield.
And that's what I'm talking about. He does not need to be put in those situations.
Like
the game is, and I don't want to say the game's in hand, but the way the game's been played so far, it is in hand. With a 21-7 lead, 7:31 left, no one's moving the ball very fast. So, especially with a 2-touchdown lead. All right, what do we got?
Let's get a few yards here and get it a little bit.
20, see if we can get a field goal out of Roney's
field goal distance here, yeah. Here goes Zick. Crossing pattern, incomplete. Flag on the play. It'll be pass interference on Dixon. Dixon on Iams. Dixon got there a little bit early. That's the right call by the officials.
That's on Ritaj. Not on Ritaj. Ritaj is the receiver.
Michael Iams is the receiver. Dixon is the cornerback that's going to be called.
I thought that was Ritaj as the receiver. My bad. Yeah, that's where you get paid the big bucks.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was kind of a bailout. That wasn't the most egregious pass interference.
But he did get there early. He got his hat
really wrapped around his waist.
And the thing was, they were isolated all by themselves, so you could see it clear as day.
I guess what I'm saying, the coach and me came out there, and the guy should have caught the ball.
Right.
The interference didn't...
Sure.
Interference didn't
catchable ball. Michael should have had
the interference.
Absolutely.
Didn't get in the way of catching the ball. He wrapped him around the waist.
You are correct. Sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's a 10-yard penalty. So it's still third and goal, but the Raiders are at the 10 now. Zick looking to throw. Has his man Johnson, and it's intercepted in the end zone. Live football. And a big return coming up here. And it's the quarterback, I believe.
Sheehan.
And Sheehan going all the way.
Oh, my God.
And Sheehan's at the 10, the 5.
110 yards.
Touchdown, Rochester Mayo. And it is about a 105-yard interception return for a touchdown. No flags on the play. And with 7:06 remaining in the game, the score is now Mayo 13, Northfield 21, Mayo 13. With the extra point for the Spartans possibly coming up. Wait and see if they go for two.
Dusty. That goes back into a main problem that we do have is catching the ball as receivers. Mason Zick put that right on the dot.
Yes, he did.
Did not hit two hands. It hit two hands, didn't it?
It hit two hands.
I'm not going to say who the receiver was. I can't really remember. And
Luke Johnson.
Sorry, Luke. But it went right through both those hands, popped straight up in the air to be easily caught by Sheehan. Unbelievable return by him, I got to say.
You don't run it back 105 yards. Make a tackle.
Yeah, I would have liked
make
that.
Make a tackle.
It's like a cactus on an arc.
Extra point is good. So 7:06, it's a new football game. Northfield 21, Mayo 14. This is Raider football. 30-second break. Come on back. Raider football on KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Drive Dental has delivered for over 35 years.
So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and our newest addition to the practice, Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Welcome back, everybody, to Mayo High School. And all of a sudden, we got ourselves a football game, Grady McGovern. 105-yard pick six by the Spartans. Get this score now to 21-14. Northfield still has the lead, and we're going to get the ball back. But gave Mayo some life there.
Yeah, as we said before that, we were hoping for what? Run the ball, run some clock,
get a field
out.
Maybe get a field goal.
Although, I can't fault the play calling or the move by Zick. I mean, he threw a touchdown. That was a touchdown.
Yeah, got to catch it.
Turned into a
receivers
touchdown.
Receivers have had the case of the drops. A lot of the receivers. But Stanchina's been doing good. He's kind of the one receiver that's been.
And I don't want to harp on that.
No, no, not at all.
I know, hey, parents at home, don't be
that's
mad.
That's fine.
At
but you know, you make the play. You're in the game because you're the one that's supposed to make the play. You got to catch those. Help your quarterback out. Here's a short kick. It's going to be taken by Jimmy Vitito. Jimmy Vitito trying to get around the edge. Still on his feet and then tackled at about the 30-yard line. So that's where the Raiders start. First and 10 at the 30 with a touchdown lead. Now we need a long drive. Just suck down this clock.
7 minutes left on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard, 14-21. And if we can get two first downs at least, Dust, I think that runs 3 minutes off, maybe more, right?
Yeah. Well, we haven't. I mean, well, we need to get points.
Have we strung together? Well, right now we need
not
first
really.
Down.
I mean, it's
I
been
think
the big,
together
the big
first
plays.
Down.
The big plays have been what's keeping us
that's
in this
I mean.
Game.
I don't think we've strung together
plays.
Two in a row first downs all game long. Maybe we have. Hey, if you're at home, call into Logan at the studio, and he won't tell us anyway.
First, false start by the Raiders right away here. So it goes from first and that's 10 to first and 15. And moving the ball, it's easy when it's right on those line markers. So it was at the 30, moves back to the 25. So first and 15 for Northfield, ball spotted at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, but if we don't get some first downs and run some time off, I mean, they're going to be able to, it will be like a candle in the wind. They're just going to be able to knock us over and get the they can get a touchdown and two-point conversion. They'll be ahead. I don't even know what we just ran there.
Is a run of 5 yards. So we got those 5 yards we lost back. It'll bring up second down and 10 coming up for Northfield back at the 30.
Yeah, we're in a predicament here. We are running down the clock a little bit, it seems like. But, again, we need some first downs. And it seems like we don't have any intermediate plays. We just have big or little.
Zickel's in the shotgun. 6:19 remaining in the game. Raiders lead by a touchdown. Mason looking for his bread and butter. Stanchina, who makes the catch. But Stanchina breaks away to the 50, the 40,
God,
the 30,
fat.
The 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Raiders!
He is
no
so
flags
fast.
On the play. And just like that, the Northfield Raiders answer the big pick six with a big play of their own and increase their lead now. 27-14 with the extra point coming up.
Oh, my God. We got coaches on the sidelines for
Mayo.
Mayo's just throwing, they're throwing stuff. I would be, too.
Yeah, yeah, high five.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
High five.
No, that was amazing. That was such a short pass that did not look. That's why I kept yelling. He's so fast. He did not look like he was going to break that, did he?
No.
From the start of that play. And then he just broke. And then once he broke, he got faster and faster.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my God, Stanchina. Like I said, I'm glad to thank Mary at halftime.
70-yard touchdown play, Zick to Stanchina, but it was actually about 65 yards by Stanchina.
Five-yard pass,
but we'll take it. 20, and the extra point by Roney is good. 28-14.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't say enough about Stanchina. He's the team right now. But I do love that what Coach Sullivan's doing with them, though. He's not riding them like they're doing to Azalea.
Right.
They're not making Stanchina make every single play. They're waiting and picking their spots, and then when they feel like it's a good opportunity for him, they call him for Yeah, that wasn't even supposed to be a big play. Crap. That
was, no, they were just looking for yards there. They were just looking for yards.
That was a 5-yard out.
And Mayo had two defenders on Stanchina, and they just missed
tackle. He broke the first tackle, and then the other guy just left him in his dust.
He dove. He dove to try to tackle his feet. Don't dive on Mitch Stanchina.
No, don't.
It's
you ain't
going to
catch him. The deer is going to run the gazelle or whatever you want to call
him. I like the gazelle. He just ran away from everybody. He just went up the sidelines.
He did not have – everyone had an angle on him. They had an angle on him, and it didn't matter. He just got faster. Congrats. Great job, Mitchell. Great job, Mason. But let's hope that this can make it so that Mason can sit on the sidelines and even maybe Mitchell. Let's get some defense.
I just was hearing the Mayo pep band. I don't know if our pep band does this, playing the Raider fight song because the Raiders just scored.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Northfield pep band does that. There's a short kick.
They probably don't, but maybe they don't know it. Ours is easy to know because they're just playing the Minnesota Gophers.
Yeah. All right, so it was a pooch kick by the Raiders, down by the Spartans at the 34-yard line. That's where Mayo starts now. 28-14 Northfield after the big Mitch Stanchina 70-yard touchdown reception. And on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard, and we have got 6 minutes remaining in the game.
Yeah, we need a three and out here, or even just make them work it down the field. That 105-yard touchdown interception.
Well, what a – I mean, terrible everything, for Mayo. They just had all the momentum, and the Raiders, 3 plays later, just answer it back with a big play of their own.
Yeah.
Killing the momentum right there.
Mitchell Stanchina, that's all you got to say. He's going to have a hard choice when he goes to college what he's going to play.
Flag down. Sheehan is on his feet and running. Good. Running out of bounds.
Ooh, that should be a penalty on us.
Tay Ross Miller, careful, buddy. No flag.
Ref grabbed a little bit. Did you see that? He moved to his hip. He
did.
Didn't throw it.
Just heard from Jeff Staub, the Northfield wrestling coach, that Sheehan is a wrestler, so you guys will get to see him probably here in a few months or whatever. Yeah, he's nodded his head. Yep.
But, yeah, defensively illegal, right here. Oh, go ahead.
Illegal formation on the Spartans. Brings it back 5 yards. First and 15 for Mayo back at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, we need to get some sort of stop here, though.
Sheehan looking to throw under pressure. Has his man. Catches made. Inbounds right on the sidelines there. Yeah, that's number 3, Ethan Lorer. Haven't called his name yet, so across the floor, just give me a second here, Grady. It's going to be second down and 2 for the Spartans. Ball will be spotted at the 43 of Mayo.
Yeah, and what we don't want, though, is I think Mayo thrives in this pressure-packed, quick offense. They did it all first half when they were killing us, and right now, if we keep them in this, it's not good.
All right, Sheehan looking to throw, taking his time, has his man, incomplete off the turf. Yep,
God,
that was the right call.
Catch. That was close.
We had a good view from it. At least I had a good view of it and saw it bounce. Yeah. That's right call by the officials. It's incomplete, 3rd down and 2.
I have this giant wood thing right in front of my
face.
Yep, sure do. That's right. I move left and right. I'm kind of like I'm an Muhammad Ali. I can shift side to side. Never a complainer, Dusty. Never a complainer here. I go with the flow. But here we go, 3rd. You think they're going to go deep here or just get the first?
I think they're going to do a little intermediate pass play, about 8 yards. Sheehan looking to throw under pressure. Get him. And it is caught by the Spartan, and he's going to be tackled inbounds. It'll be 4th down, though. They're only going to get about a yard and a half. 4th down and super short here for Mayo. This would be just a quick quarterback keeper.
Yeah, that's crazy how far they got even on that. That I can't tell who was over there. It was on the far side of the field, but the receiver kind of held off our D-back with one arm and must have caught it with the other.
Stanchina had excellent coverage right there. Yeah. I'm impressed the receiver for it. Mayo was able to do that. Okay, anyways, 4th down and short here for Mayo. Kind of the game right now, down 2 scores. They need to convert here. Raider D needs to make a big stop. Here comes Mayo. Sheehan under pressure, and it is incomplete. Incomplete turnover on downs. 1st and 10 Raiders with a 2-score lead, and it'll be 1st and 10 Northfield in Mayo territory. Ball will be spotted at the 43-yard line. 1st and 10 Northfield. Run the football.
Yep, 4:32 left. Dusty on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard up there. We got a 2-touchdown lead. Run the ball. Get Mason out of there, by the way, guys. Oh, he's still in. Get him out of there. Let whoever run the ball out, run the thing out. Just get out. Plus, you don't want this one going as late as the other one. It was past your
bedtime. We're actually doing pretty good compared to some games.
Well, the other one was past your bedtime. I know you were a little mad. I think your mom called, and she was like, Dusty, you got to get the bat.
I don't have a bedtime. Here's a handoff to Stanchina, who fights his way hard down across the 40 to the 39, even though sometimes she wishes I had a bedtime. But sorry, Mom.
You're finally an adult, I think. Well,
you're always the son. I'm sure your mom's the same way with you and your brothers. You're always going to be your boy, little boy.
No, you never want to be the last of the boys, I'll tell you that.
You're the baby.
Yeah, totally.
And you have a little baby sister that just was, I'm sure, was spoiled by crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Molly.
She's the bomb. You got to do a lot of fun things.
Second down coming up for the Raiders after the gain of four by Stanchina. Here's Jimmy Benito breaking up a hole. Still on his feet. Still on his feet. Still on his feet. Across the 20. Finally taken down at the 15. But he just keeps going and going. Our little Energizer bunny there, Mitchell. Jimmy Benito. First and 10. Raiders down at the 15-yard line.
Very impressed by Benito's run right there. He did break at least three or four very hard tackles. The guys fully had him wrapped up, and he just made it into his beast mode, like going down the log chute at the Mall of America there, just flying right through.
Eighteen-yard run for Vidito unofficially. First and 10, Northfield. More importantly, clock running. 3:20
yes,
and counting.
Yes, more importantly. Wow, 3 minutes already off, almost.
And a timeout. Nope, delay of game. Delay of game on the Raiders. I think Bubba Sullivan calling on it. Oh,
do we call time up for
No, the I don't know. I don't. It looks like that they're going to move it back five, back to the 20. So it'll be first down and 15.
Yeah, I wonder in this scenario right now, like we did mention, maybe he's just going to let Mason finish it, handing the ball off. I don't know, but you just never know. Makes me nervous.
First and 15 for Northfield at the Mayo 20, leading by two scores on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Handoff goes to Stanchina.
Fumble
on the play. Yep. Mayo recovers. I believe that's Mayo football. It was a botched handoff on the exchange. Stanchina never really had it. And they're going to say the Raiders recovered it. Ooh, a break for Northfield. Wow.
It looked like they had it.
I thought the Spartans had that one, too. Sure. Absolutely. But, okay. So, move it that. The loss on the fumble for another 2 yards. But, hey, that's all right. The time continues to run here. Under
you know,
three
minutes. And the delicate balance that I'll say that Coach Sullivan is playing right now is he wants to keep Mason involved. He wants to keep his confidence up, so he wants to keep him out there to finish the game. And he doesn't want to change anything that's going on, but I just personally don't think he should be out there.
All right. And another fumble. Fumble by Vidino. This one was all on – oh, somebody here, but the Raiders recover again. It's third down and a mile right now. Timeout taken by Mayo.
Yeah, just get him out. Get everybody to chill out.
Yeah, let's go ahead. We're going to take a one-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMN. 1 minute.
Yeah, we need to chill out.
Willie's Shoe Repair in Northfield is your shoe and boot repair center. Randy also does leather repair, including bags and briefcases. They sell new boots, belts, and shoe care items. Your shoes and boots will appreciate the quality work at Willie's Shoe Repair.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
95.1. The One.
This is Ben Martig, City Administrator for the City of Northfield. Did you know that if you decide to vote yes on the Civic Center and Parks and Recreation Improvement Referendum on November 6th, up to $3 million or more is expected to be generated to support parks, trails, and recreational facilities in Northfield and Dundas. Northfield and Dundas will vote to approve a half-cent local option sales tax that is expected to generate $10 million or more over 20 years. There are many things on the November 6th ballot. This local issue matters to all of us. Please visit the City of Northfield at ci.northfield.mn.us for more information. Be informed and vote on November 6th.
This informational message has been provided by the City of Northfield.
All right. And it was a pass play. We came back. Sorry, took a little bit long on that break there. That's my fault. It was a pass play on third down and 20. The Raiders, Mason Zick, tried to throw it to Mitch Dancina up the sideline. He dropped it incomplete. Now it's fourth down and long. And the Raiders are kind of at, you know, no man's land here. 2:23 remaining in the game. Raiders lead by two scores. They're going to go for it on fourth down here. And yeah. I'm going to stay out of the politics of the last commercial that we just heard.
Just, I'm going to say that that was your fault, that you didn't come back in time. That's the first time Stanchina, he was open and he dropped it.
Yeah.
So it's probably your fault that we weren't on the air.
Yeah.
Stanchina's a primetime player.
I've been taking 30-second breaks
all
day.
He's a PTP-er, and he's like, I'm not going to catch it if I'm not on the radio. That's his style.
All right, fourth down, and the Raiders are just going to pitch it to Jimmy. Nope, that's fine. They're just giving up on that one. That's okay, though. Takes a little bit more time off the clock. Clock will stop, though. It's a turnover on downs. First and 10, Spartans. They got to score twice real quick. They'll have the ball at the 29-yard line, and there is 2:19 remaining. So, I like that call by the Raiders there. Let's just run another play, take some time off the clock. And
I would like right now, it doesn't feel like we have defensive back play where they're ready for something like this. Everybody's up tight still. We're up by two touchdowns. They're going to throw back off.
All right, here we go.
It's easier to run forward than backwards, I'll tell you that. I don't know if you ever
The Raiders are going to bring the blitz on Sheehan here. Sheehan has his man, and it is caught nicely by Dixon down the field in Raider territory at the 44-yard line. First and 10, Spartans.
That's what I mean. It's just too
It's been too easy tonight for them.
It is too easy. Our backfield, we don't adjust. And, you know, whatever. It's hard to do. It's hard to teach defensive back play. I know I played defensive back, and I was never taught. So, luckily, I was self-taught.
Sheehan has another thing. Nice coverage there. Tate Rossmiller making the coverage there at the cornerback position. Incomplete pass.
Yeah,
and
great
third,
play.
Second down.
Swipe that thing right away. He was on his back like a blanket. Not too close. Not interference-wise, right?
Correct. That's a good all around play. Yep.
They call that blanketing the receiver, or what do they say? Is that a term?
Yeah. Blanketing the receiver. I'll go with that.
Well, thank you.
You're the D-back.
I know. I was saying guard him. I don't know.
It's not basketball. Here's a handoff to Dixon. It's a handoff. Here's a pass
that was
play.
A 10-yard forward
it's because
handoff.
You threw me off on the stupid comment of his blanket or not.
I don't know.
Quiet. Let me call the game.
It was a 10-yard handoff forward. Down the field, the guy slid and caught it.
It's a completed pass to Dixon. First and 10, Spartans. Ball right now at the Northfield 34-yard line. Raiders lead by two scores. 1:34 remaining in the game. Mayo needs to score quick and score quick again. Here comes Sheehan looking to throw, has his man, catches made, off to the races, 10-5, touchdown Mayo. Don't go anywhere here, ladies and gentlemen. That was caught by Ethan Lohr, and it's a 34-yard pass play.
I got to tell you guys at home that Sheehan is legit. He's a junior, and he's shorter than expected as a quarterback. But, man, he is just confident and on fire, is he not, Doug?
He's doing, that was way too easy
for
them.
He hits these guys just in stride every time. I am super-duper impressed.
So the Spartans
super-duper,
are kind of going for an extra point here. Kick is up,
right. And
the kick is good. So with 1:24 remaining in the game, the score is Northfield 28, Mayo 21.
Well, you know, if we can,
we're going to keep it right here. I don't want to miss anymore.
No, exactly. I'll say it'd be a feather in our cap if we can pull this thing out and run out the 1:21 or 1:24, because they're going to be kick an onside, obviously. And you already said that their kicker is prolific at onside kicks.
There's going to be a lot of small numbers then on this kickoff return team for the Raiders. won't see 50s and 60s and 70s in there, I don't
think. Let's hopefully not have the guys who drop them.
The guys like me, I was number 60 in when I was in high school.
I used to be up
you didn't want me
hands
on the hands team.
No, I love being on the hands team. I used to run out and grab it before it came. They'd be like, they'd be mad until I caught it, and then they'd be like, all right, you got it.
It was cool, though, is I have this. I was one of the last years where we actually had the names on the back of our jerseys.
Oh, yes, had yes, on. We had our names.
We had
yep.
names. I was one of the last ones. I had number 89 as a junior, and I didn't play. I was playing tight end, or they had me listed as a tight end. And then senior, I went to guard or whatever, and there was no names on the jersey. So I was literally one of the last ones to have the names on the back of the jerseys, and now they don't do it. I still have the jersey.
Yeah, I believe
you have to turn in those jerseys, yeah. but when you pay for having your name on the back, I got it. It doesn't fit me anymore. But
I'd say that goes. I think I've told the story on air already before, but my dad talked about when he played in high school, and he was so impressed when he was playing Rochester, and he's like, "Wow, they got their names on the back of the jersey," and each guy was named John Marshall. Until he realized he was playing Rochester John Marshall, and it was the school's name on the back of the jersey, not the student's name.
Onside kick is achieved by Mayo, recovered by Northfield, 1st and 10 Raiders. And we need a couple of first downs here. And Mayo, how many timeouts do they got left? They have 2 timeouts. Raiders have 3. I don't think the Raiders are worrying about using the timeout.
No, we're just going to kneel it out. And 124
remaining.
On the Mark Quinnell scoreboard.
On the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Raiders lead at 28-21. Mayo just scored a touchdown, but Northfield with their hands team able to recover the onside kick. So 1st and 10 Northfield. Field position doesn't matter, but they are at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, we're still running this whole spread thing here, so it looks like we're going to run a real play. But if we get a couple plays off, it's curtains closed, and we're done. Although now, what are they doing?
Oreo. Yeah. Didn't you ever see that commercial, how Oreos got their name? They created this new cookie and a guy with stuff in his face.
Oh.
And he was like, what do you want to call him? Oreo.
Anymore, man.
Well, this was like 20 years ago.
Had TV 20
Might have even been longer than that.
A lot of it. Is that kind of like they have right Twix and left Twix?
Yeah, that's the new stuff nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what are we doing here? So they're moving. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Coach Staub. 122 instead of 124. Fumble by the Raiders on the exchange. Center to quarterback. Northfield, stop. Stop it.
I know. Just end the game.
And so with 119, I believe Mayo took a timeout right there. Timeout taken by Mayo, so they have 1 left. It'll be 2nd down and 11. Raiders are just wanting to give this game away here.
I know, we are.
My goodness.
I got to give my hats off to Sheehan. Sheehan's his name, right?
Yep, Sheehan, the quarterback.
Those guys.
Oh, the receivers. I mean, Lozoya hasn't done much in the run game, but.
Gomez, or what's the guy's name? Guzman?
Lopez, Murphy, Dixon, number 20, Dixon.
Dixon.
He's kind of been the mean machine tonight for them. Yeah.
And they have outplayed us. Definitely.
All
over the field.
Our big plays. I mean, I'm looking at our score sheet. A 72-yard touchdown. 70-yard touchdown. A 9-yard touchdown.
Everyone on our team better carry off Mitchell Stanchino like a knight in shining armor and like be like, hey, you saved us there, King Arthur.
Yeah, this is all
in another week.
Truly is the Mitch Stanchino if the Raiders hold on here, which we're not ready to call a victory yet.
There's a minute 30 left or minute 19.
Second down and 11. Raiders have the football. Second down. Handoff goes to Vidito. Vidito runs up the gut. He gets tackled at the 44-yard line. It'll be 3rd down. Another timeout, I believe, taken by Mayo. Yep, that's their final timeout. So Mayo has no more timeouts. So basically,
first down, it's over.
That's it. I was just going to say, Grady McGovern, this is the play of the game. We need to get 5 yards, 6 yards to call this one a game. Mayo needs to stop us. And then on 4th down, Raiders more than likely punt it and try to hold Mayo. And I hope Mayo doesn't have the quick strike offense. I don't want to give the Spartans the football back, though, by any means. The way this defense
getting
shredded
Mayo has shown that they rise to the occasion.
Absolutely.
Sheehan, every time he's got pressure on him, he plays better. I'm very impressed with that.
And you got to run it if you're Northfield. You can't throw it because you haven't shown
you
unless you're Mitch Stanchino.
You want to throw a pick six?
Yeah.
Pick six? No.
So you're really stuck here. I mean, do you try the Stanchino across around the edge? Do you I don't know, but the key is Mayo's out of timeouts. Mayo had to use a timeout earlier on in the half, and boy, I bet they wish they had that timeout back. But
really, it only takes one.
So this is it. This is the ball game right here. If you're Northfield, we need 6 yards. The mile down marker's at the 49 of Mayo. That's where we need to get a first down.
We can still punt though.
We're at the 45. I get it, but you know, let's not have to deal with that. There's the handoff, and he's tackled for no gain on the play. Maybe even a loss. It's fourth down. Clock will run here, 107, 106. And we'll see what the Raiders do here. I think they're going to let the clock run down as long as they can.
Yep, they're going to punt the ball with about 40 seconds, 50 seconds left on the clock. Well, let's see. Now I can see where it is. Yeah, about 40.
So Mayo's mad because the ref said for the play clock, not the game clock, for the play clock to start. It did not start. Then you saw the ref. Yeah, they're going to stop it here. Then you saw the ref point to the ground saying, start it. But
you're at the beck and call. There's a lot of moving parts in this. There's
absolutely.
The ref saying it. There's the guy in the booth here saying it. We're right next to the guy. If you guys want me to go over there, text in, and I will go over there and shake him. No, I'm kidding.
So 31.8 seconds remaining. Timeout taken by Northfield. Raiders have a fourth down. It would be fourth if they go for it. I doubt they will. It will be fourth down and seven. The ball right now spotted at the Northfield 43-yard line. They need to get to the 49 for a first down, but I believe the punt team is in for Northfield.
Yep.
And just get this punt off.
Yeah, just with a little
just
bit of time here left in the game, Gus, I think we're kind of distracted since we're so far away in Mayo here, and it's kind of a cool night, but we haven't given any shout-outs. I think I've forgotten many times to give Jeff Amy, Skin Daddy, a shout-out.
Yeah, no shout-out. Yeah,
He listens in his garage with some friends, so hopefully he's listening.
We got Craig listening out there too, a guy that I know from the YMCA in softball. He listens every week. So hi, Craig.
Yeah, hi,
Craig. He's the pitcher for the team that beat us in the playoffs this last season. Ooh. He hit a home run too, his first one in 3 years. They beat us by two.
Wow, Craig.
Where did that come from?
But no, Immaculate Garage there, just beautiful place.
And Graybaugh gets the punt off, and it's a beauty. And it's going to roll, 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 and it's going to roll down at the 4. Nice job, Josh Graybaugh. So with 22 seconds remaining, Mayo has to go 96 yards, which they can do.
And the thing is, it's not about the yardage, Dusty. It's about the number of plays they can run because they can get all 98 in one play.
Yes.
Or 96,
yes,
sorry, not 98.
But give Josh Graybaugh a hand there.
Great
that's
job.
That's exactly what you needed.
D-back, can we back off a little bit? We're
right up
in their grill. Yeah, just right after that, I got just a text there from Jeff Amy. You the man, bro.
Hi, Jeff.
I never forget about you, Jeff. I just forget about you sometimes. All right, we got a timeout. Must be by us,
Timeout taken by the Raiders, yep.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure they got the right
personnel,
right coverage.
We got to back off on defensive backs. Like I was saying even before when we gave up that touchdown, we were up too tight, and then they ran a post. Hey, I'm not a coach anymore. I'm sorry. I can't tell people what to do.
The Northfield Raiders are in a dogfight here. I mean, they were up 28-14, and then Mayo scoring super quick their last offensive possession. In about four plays, they moved the ball about 60 yards, and were able to score that touchdown, making it interesting. Raiders recovered the onside kick smartly. And then they went a quick three and out. They had to punt at about the 40-yard, about their own 40. Josh Graybaugh, though, just now, with a boomer punt, knocking the ball all the way down to the 4. So Mayo's got some work to do here, but they have no timeouts, and they got 96 yards to go. They trail by a touchdown. They have the talent, though, to do this quick. Northfield really isn't showing me much defensively here. To be able to stop these guys, show me something now. Really.
Yeah, that's what
show
I'm
me
saying.
Something now.
We haven't seen nothing. They could score
no
a touchdown in one play. Well, though, I like our defensive backs are backed up.
Here comes Sheehan looking to throw.
Oh, there we go. That can
throwing
be a pick.
Throwing it out. And
he had
off
it.
Off the hands of Graybaugh. Incomplete, though. That's okay. Incomplete. Second down. Graybaugh had a chance there.
The receiver
nice job.
Became the D-back on that.
Dixon did a nice job of knocking the ball out of Graybaugh's hand. So second down and 10, in harmlessly to the ground.
But that's what I was saying, right? Were we not backed off so that we had the advantage of being deep? It's a lot easier to run forward than backwards than anybody. I don't know if you guys have ever been on a treadmill before. Don't run on a treadmill backwards. It's hard.
All right, second down and 10. Here comes Sheehan looking to throw. Incomplete, trying to do a sideline pass to number 5, Jack Murphy. Incomplete. It's third down coming up for the Spartans. 11 seconds remaining, and pretty soon, we got to be pretty close to Hail Mary time here. They got one more chance to try to get something down the field. But the Raiders need to make a tackle here. Don't let them get in. The Spartans need a touchdown.
Well, they got nothing to lose right now. I mean, they're going for a touchdown pretty much from their 6-yard line here, which they can do. They've shown that they can gain that many yards. So that's what I'm saying. Defensively, we need to stay back, which we are. We got Simon Dickerson's at about 12 yards. We got Sanchina at about 20 yards. Graybow's at a good 10 to 15. Ross Miller, I'd like you to back up a little bit. There you go, Ross Miller, backing up. Thanks, buddy.
Sheehan looking to throw. Incomplete. Fourth down coming up for Mayo. 7.6 seconds remaining.
Yeah, this is it.
The game right here.
This is it. We get this stop, and we are heading home to Rancho del Norfieldo. I don't even know.
What?
Same thing.
Like a Rancho Relaxo from The Simpsons, like season 3.
Where Marge trying to be like, hey, it's Friday, I'm happy.
Troy McClure tells her about Rancho Relaxo. Here's Sheehan looking to throw. There's the pick. Well, it's going to be caught.
No.
It's caught. That's all right. It's all right. He's tackled.
That's game.
No time on the clock. Game over, and the Northfield Raiders defeat the Rochester Mayo Spartans 28-21 in a dogfight of a football game. Northfield and Mitch Danchina, really the reason that the Raiders are coming out here victorious. Yeah. Give Mayo all the credit in the world for battling. I do not want to see these guys in the section playoffs.
Either. I wouldn't. Any
do
people,
not want to see them in the section playoffs.
They are efficient and they are confident.
Well, that's going to do it. We won't do much of a post-game show here, ladies and gentlemen, but we tune in tomorrow, 10 o'clock, for Raider Wrap. There'll be an assistant coach down. Bubba Sullivan going to Iowa State, I think, to visit his daughter or somewhere in Iowa. So it'll be an assistant coach, but we're going to break down the game tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so make sure you tune in for that. The Raiders, with this victory, improved to 5-1 on the season. Mayo falls to 2-4. Excuse me, 3-3. I don't want to make them worse than they are. 3-3. But this is kind of how it's been for Mayo. Close games like this, they just can't quite come out on top. Give Northfield credit. Our guys, they did come out on top. They battled. But it gets no easier next week. We take a trip to Owatonna. The mighty Huskies coming. We go to Husky Land next week.
You can't win with a game like this, I'll tell you that.
We are going to get crushed if we play like this next week. Absolutely destroyed by Owatonna. So we got a lot to work on this next week in practice. But for tonight, we'll take the victory. Again, the final from Mayo, Northfield 28, Mayo 21. For Logan back at the studio and Grady McGovern, I'm Dusty Budd, signing off. The Raiders win once again on KYMN. Everyone out there, have a good night.